You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how the host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Bobby Kelly. Bobby Kelly, everybody. How you doing out there, kid? How's it going out there? Bobby Kelly got better looking in Greek and thinner.
I'm right here. What are you talking about?
Here we are. There's the mini-me, Bobby Kelly.
Hello, everyone.
Stavros. No stranger to this show.
No, although I haven't done the show in a while, and then my father abandons us as soon as I get here. Yeah, no Bobby.
I know,
unfortunately.
I think it's better that way. I just like, you know, like you come in here, this Chris DiStefano. You come in here, and he's very negative.
That is Chris DiStefano. It's not my aunt from Long Island.
He's very, you know, he puts a lot of pressure on you. He calls you stupid.
Sure.
Yeah. And fuck him. You know? I'm happier to be here without him.
There's no way you'd be able to eat, especially the enemy's food.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he'd be like, come on, dude. Like, it's a real pot. Don't eat my fucking table, dude.
Yeah.
Shut up, Bobby.
Oh,
well,
nice.
That's actually the reason he's not here is because there was an extra long line at Magnolia Bakery. So he's taking longer than he thought. So he couldn't make it.
Whatever excuse he's lying. I can tell it's a lie. Yeah, I want to catch him in a bed. I want to catch him in a bed.
Well, give him a call. We'll see what he's
I want to call. I want to
FaceTime. Oh, that's good.
I'm going to act like my Puerto Rican girlfriend. He needs to FaceTime me with his uncle to prove it. And if he can't do it, then he's a fucking lying sack of shit.
You know, this is uncomfortable for me because I usually take the mic off because I'm a black comic and I usually hold it. And now I just have to, I'm going to have to move this thing now.
When's the last time you hosted? It's been about a year.
It's been a long time. It was about two of these guys ago.
Yeah. At least.
Maybe,
I think Stavros was over there. I don't even remember. It was pre-Deepu.
Pre-Deepu, wow.
Pre-Poo. Yeah.
And the last time I was here, I think it might have been handsome.
Well, it was post-Deepu, right? Last time you were here?
No, but she said the last time I hosted.
Oh, last time
Last time I guest hosted. It was pre-Tim Dillon, anyone even knowing who he was.
Right.
So he wasn't guest hosting. So I was the only mediocre option to fill in.
Yeah. Right. Why are you hosting?
The only person with a free afternoon.
Why did you get to host? What about me?
Bobby doesn't believe in you. He doesn't believe in you like
what a
this.
Scumbag.
Shouldn't have been passed down to his lineage? Shouldn't it have been me? Give it to his son?
No, Giannis is a rich.
Let the son run the store for once?
He should have, yeah.
It would have been a lot more beating off talk.
Yeah,
that's all my style.
That's really, you know, we got to bring it up. I appreciate both you bringing that up right in front of me. Like, why the fuck are you hosting? Like,
I was instantly offended. I was like, what? Does he know I'm here too?
Does it even matter? We're just all, it's just the seats we're sitting in. I could be doing this from over there, to be honest with you.
Doesn't matter.
I don't have to be sitting in the Darth Vader chair over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
the ISIS flag.
You get a better camera.
Oh, I get the, the wide angle lens here?
Yeah. The fisheye, the circular lens.
You would have been pissed if this was 2 weeks ago and you were hosting with your haircut.
Oh,
with
that
bad haircut you had, because now your hair's grown in.
Yeah. I probably didn't get that pilot because of the haircut.
Oh, is it officially enough?
I haven't heard, but I assumed once I shot it, the hair was unacceptable.
Right.
Yeah.
By now.
What was the pilot?
It was, I can't talk about it on air because I don't know if it's...
Well, I can talk about mine. Mine didn't get picked up.
Chrissy D.
It was CBS.
If you want to catch Chrissy D, you'll be over walking in the ridge with me.
Yeah, I'll be in Bay Ridge and I'm back to fucking Bananas Comedy Club. I didn't get a CBS show. So,
you probably would have been... Bananas is a good place. You probably would have been... Yeah.
Yeah, I like Bananas.
You can't afford to be shit-talking clubs
right
now.
Yeah, no disrespect to Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
Bananas is a great place. Great place. I don't know if I've ever got it full enough at Bananas where they were sitting up in the you know, there's like a elevated portion in the back.
I've never gotten it to where they've opened up the second part of the room. It's always like as small as they can make it, and I still don't sell out.
Do they do like conferences in there during the week?
Yeah.
It's in a hotel.
It's in a hotel.
Mm.
Yeah, it's in a hotel, and then, you know, they put up real bananas behind you.
Yeah, they do put bananas everywhere.
Bananas everywhere.
Cardboard bananas as well.
So no one's ever, everyone's been, no, fuck. Wow, I'm really blowing it. No, Whoa.
You should have really hosted this. I think we'd be cooking with gasoline right now. So they don't put.
What am I looking for?
I'm really blowing how to speak.
Yeah. What potassium? It makes you.
Oh my god!
Geez, I'm
no,
really,
forget
I doubled back down into a mediocre joke.
Where's
but
Bobby?
Yeah.
Not eating
Sorry,
potassium.
Everyone.
He's definitely no. Bobby's definitely not eating a banana, but he's probably watching with his uncle right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, hey, uncle, this is what I do for a living.
Wait, what's his uncle's name?
Do you want to FaceTime him?
Yeah.
All right, let's FaceTime him.
Come on,
yeah,
Bobby.
Bobby, it's got to be Sean. Sean Kelly.
Sean.
How you doing, Bobby? I'm in town.
Yeah.
Are you fucking around, kid? Maybe we'll go get some fucking beer.
I came all the way here from Worcester.
Yeah, I came from Worcester. We'll sit at the pier.
Got on the early train, but he's not going to pick up.
So
no,
if you didn't know.
No chance.
We got it's Chris DeStefano and Stavros are here.
Hello, everyone.
Do you go with your last name? Cause
yeah.
You do?
Stavros Halkias. Yep.
You go Halkias?
Yep.
Do you feel like you get scared because people don't know how to pronounce it? How many times has your name been fucked up?
Every single time anyone's ever said it on stage, it's been fucked up. I don't think anyone's gotten it right.
What's an example of how they do it?
I don't even know how. Halkalikas, they add extra fucking letters. Halkusis, I got one time. Someone literally introduced me as Stavros Halitosis once, and it's like, that's just, how do you even get that?
Have you ever done a black show?
Yes, I have.
They
don't even bother.
They mess it up even if your name's Joe Smith.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. If you're white, they just like, all right, give it up for Tim. Give it up for white Tim.
Yeah. Give it up for this next white-ass motherfucker. Yeah.
Give it up for Crystal.
Yeah, kid.
Charlie Murphy could not say my name right.
No?
He just could not. Janus. That's what he called me. Janus. Yo, Janus.
Janus. That's pretty tough.
They just can't get it. Like, they can't get away with it. Right. Are your parents are both from Greece?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a first-generation immigrant.
Wow.
Yep.
Is your dad a painter or owns a diner?
He is a carpenter.
So, carpenter.
Yeah,
there
you go. Painter adjacent.
Yeah. Nice. Yep. That's right.
And he built every diner in Baltimore. He has built the tables for.
Yeah. That's inter-Greek community networking.
Absolutely. That's all it is.
Does he smoke cigarettes?
No. Just eats like an animal.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Yeah.
Is there a big Greek population?
That didn't
in Baltimore?
Come out of nowhere.
It was inherited.
Yeah, there's
Greeks.
Oh,
yeah. There's a Greek town.
There's Greeks.
Big time Greeks, huh?
Yeah. And I did Magoobies, and guess who's on the wall is winning the Baltimore's newest, funniest comic?
Boom. Oh, yeah.
Boom. You're Bang. Sitting right next to
Your
him.
Boy. That's right.
Fuck yeah.
Baltimore's top new comic 2008.
You had a little more peach fuzz then.
A little
on
more
the
fuzz.
Hair.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yep, yep.
Hair.
It's going.
You've been doing comedy since 2008?
No, I lied. It was 2011, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, what? How old?
I'm 28.
28.
You're 28?
Mm-hmm.
You look younger.
You do.
Thank you.
Greek don't leak.
Greek don't leak.
Well, now that your sitcom got canceled and I'm hosting, I think his credit is the biggest one in the room.
100%.
New comics in Baltimore.
Right. Yeah, crushing it in Timonium.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And yeah.
Now Lauren's bumped up to, you're sitting in a guest seat.
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome.
Yeah. We're going to hear a little bit more from you.
Are we?
Because you know how the fans of this show are really, really, really upset there's not more female voices on the show.
Oh, I know.
There's such a progressive audience that listens to this. They always wonder,
all
Bobby.
All the feminists hates me.
There's so many feminists that tweet at me when I'm on this show.
Oh, really?
I'm being completely sarcastic.
It sounds like it's an issue for Lauren over here.
No. Well, I always agree with everyone in the room.
Oh,
so.
Right. Yeah. And everyone.
Are you a people pleaser?
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
You do great in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't get any feminists tweeting at me when I do the show. I get guys go, hey, you liberal faggot.
Right.
That's usually liberal faggot, Giannis Pappas.
You deserve it. People, that's what Bernie Madoff said. He's a big, I just watched The Wizard of Lies.
Oh.
And Bernie Madoff's main thing was he was saying that he was a people pleaser. That's what got him in trouble. He wanted everyone to be happy while he stole their fucking money.
Yeah,
but the Ponzi scheme was, when you broke it down for me yesterday, and then that's exactly what Bernie Madoff did, is he would just take your fucking money and then use it and then wait for the next person to drop. Yo, he had guys giving him $600 million in a check.
Holy shit.
Like that. Yeah. Take it, cuz.
He actually, like, you actually got to tip your hat to a guy who steals that much money for that long.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yep. That is impressive.
Yeah.
He's just in jail now forever?
Forever, 150 years. His best friend is Carmine Persico, old school mob boss of, forgot.
Gotti.
Oh, wow.
No, that's unacceptable for an Italian not to know exactly who that is.
I forgot what family it was.
You supposed
but the other Italian just started shooting out other Italian names.
Yeah,
let me
Colombo.
Help you out really quick.
Jimmy Prosciutto.
Lauren's getting wet while you talk about it.
Yeah.
Does he also work out? Is Dad in the Mafia?
It's good. Wizard of Lies is good. I'd suggest.
Wizard of Lies. So is Chris DiStefano kind of like your perfect ideal?
I've dated my Guidos. Yeah. I mean, you're not a Guido.
I have a very Italian last name.
Yeah.
But then I know like history. I like a lot of history.
History.
I love going on tours. Like I like, you know.
He's actually really smart. You're really smart.
Yeah.
But coming out of that look, it just always
yeah,
is weird.
Tough.
It's well, like I do history. I do Rangers jerseys.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of documentaries on Netflix.
Yeah. I like to, you know, I know every state capital. Yeah. I like
yeah,
shit
I have
like
look,
that.
But I actually am dumb. So
yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well.
There you go.
Yeah, you're not dumb. How about you? You're not dumb.
No, I've gotten much dumber. I used to be smart, and then I started doing.
Huh?
I started
take this call.
Oh, wow! Totally disrespecting this podcast. there's only one
he
guest on
he's
now.
Bobby would have been gone by now. Bobby loses shit.
We may have to sub in the fan that's sitting here. There's like three empty seats. This is like doing a podcast after Katrina or something.
Let's bark in guests.
By the way, I'm half Greek and half Italian. So
oh, there we go. Let's go to the guests. What's your name, buddy?
Yeah.
Gary.
Gary. All half right. Greek, half Italian?
Yeah, but I don't have a... I have a... Darzano's my last name, but the Greek side is
that's
not
very...
So the mother's side is Greek.
Yeah, but the Greek side is not very Italian. It's Malice.
Okay.
It's really not a Greek.
Malice is Greek, though.
Yeah, that's...
It's not, you know, Greeks would know that's Greek.
Yeah.
The American may know.
People,
yeah.
You know,
we knew that was
oh,
Greek.
Oh, we knew right away.
We're Greek as fuck. We're like
real
Greek,
Greek
AF.
Yeah, I could tell from the names.
Yeah. Plus, we got like parents born there and stuff.
My dad, doesn't speak English.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your dad doesn't. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he doesn't even understand your career.
Absolutely not.
He has no idea what you're doing.
I went to Greece and tried to explain what stand-up comedy was, and I was like, I just quit. Just do.
You have a job?
Yeah, I was like, I'm an actor.
So you have a job? Yeah. So it's a job. You're making money?
Yeah, exactly.
You're making money? They don't understand. It's like, nah, you know, sometimes you do some. So it's not a job?
Yeah.
Do they want you to live in Greece?
No, my dad wants me to live in his home until I'm married. That's the Greek way. You go from your mother doing all your chores to your wife doing all your chores.
Yeah, or to your mother and wife doing all your chores.
Yeah.
Oh, while they're both miserable together in the kitchen. And,
thinking of a better life.
Yeah.
Wait, do you both only date Greek girls?
No, my girlfriend's the only Greek girl I've ever dated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's half Greek, half Italian, because it's probably your cousin here spying on me right now. It's like, go look at what he's doing. Follow him around. Say you're a fan of the show. See if him and Chris are going to do this
FaceTime me
podcast.
While you're there.
Yeah. FaceTime me while let me see this Lauren bitch. How close
she's
is
like
she?
Like a real dirty hoe. Let me see that chick.
First Greek girlfriend. I've never dated a Greek girl either. It's all white.
Wow.
I'm dating
whiteies.
My first Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you dating?
You know.
Yeah, I know. You guys are dating now?
Yeah.
Is it so it's not a secret? We could talk about it?
We're not going to talk about
did
it.
Did he make you pledge your allegiance to libertarianism?
Well, no. Everyone knows now.
Let me tell you right now, before we have sex, you got to bow down to the altar of Paul.
You
here's a book I want you to read before
tell
we get
me
in bed.
You love Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Free market, okay? So this is how this relationship's going to work. There's no rules, all right?
Just listen to me.
No regulation.
If someone better comes along, then that's what the market's bearing. That's what the market is, okay? I understand I'm not the most famous. I'm tall. I'm friends with Louis J. Gomez. That bumps me down like 3. But I'm also, I've been on Fox News a bunch of times, so I'm back at like an 8.
Yeah.
But, you know, the market is what the market is.
Exactly. She's dating Tim Dillon. Everyone knows that.
It's actually a funny joke. I might put that on stage.
It's
that's
pretty good.
A libertarian dating someone?
Yeah.
Now look, there's no rules here.
Italian, mind you.
So he's a Jew, but he's not. He grew up in Park Slope. He grew up where I grew up.
Oh, talking
he's not
Dave
like
Smith?
Jew.
Yeah.
I know that Jew motherfucker. No.
She went from.
I went from Ronnie. From the
that's
Jew
your boyfriend, Dave Smith?
Yeah.
She went from like a prison guard warden.
I did.
To Dave Smith.
She was married to like a prison guard, probably used to like abuse
Dave's
prisoners.
Dave's a good New York. Dave's like
good
I like
guy,
it. Good guy, great New guy. York guy. Very another smart guy. Very yeah. smart, very guy. Enlightened guy.
Yeah,
you know he can go on a rant where he needs to get fucking smacked, but but like that's every guy. Like that's every smart guy. You know, yeah. Yeah. They all like you know you pop you go you get a little mouthy, yeah. But you know he's I overall I would be very comfortable with my sister dating Dave Smith. I like Dave Smith a lot.
Yeah,
I really like him a lot.
Thanks, cuz.
No. Yeah, yeah, no problem.
Say what's up. You give him a little ball tap, right? What's
yeah,
up,
a
Dave?
Little ball what's up,
take
Dave?
Care of my sister, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, cuz.
You'd be good for a weekend, you know, yeah. when he starts going on about, you know, where the world is politically. It's like, right, shut the fuck up. You know? We got the Knicks on. We're having a good time here. We're grilling shit. Like, I don't want to hear your thoughts on fucking gluten and how that's affecting politics. You know, so, I don't need to.
How long now?
Since like January.
Oh, it's good, man.
Yeah, because yeah. you guys showed up together at the stand the other night, and I was yeah. like, oh, now it's yeah. now it's on.
It's on.
Now it's on. Yeah,
Daddy,
two comics
on.
That always works great.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
You guys are gonna get married.
Bobby can't wait to listen.
Yeah, everyone, yeah. everyone in this
Everyone's
room has some great
down.
Experiences,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Yo, date a comedian. It's great. It's yeah. great on Twitter too. Yeah. No, it's good.
It's great. You know, it's great when you go on a podcast and yeah. everyone knows the other person.
You know, like, my favorite part about dating a comic is when you get booed at venues that she tweeted at you about, and then you get booed. Walking into the thing that you sacrificed your life for.
Did you?
Because she had a few more thousand followers and she decided to tweet something. No, that's the best part of
Did
it.
Did you ever talk about that on here?
No.
Well, can we talk about it a little bit?
No, I mean, no. For what? I mean, it's years ago. It's just fucking, you know. Who
no, but that
shit?
Aspect of it, that's tough.
Yeah, but that was just, you know.
Yeah, that's tough.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, fucking, it makes you better. I feel like, you know, you date a comic
if
and then.
If you could get chuckles in that situation.
You could turn that around.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I'll say so dating comic makes it a very easy life. It's like easy. You don't have to explain anything. You know, you get each other busy.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
I know. That's when
until,
it ends.
Yeah, until, you know, somebody's, you know, until fucking Norton asked you to open for him.
Yeah.
And then you can't be around. And then you have to start checking guys off the list. All of a sudden, then Dave doesn't want you around anyone. So he's like, oh, come on. Yeah. You know, that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
It starts, wow, our schedules are the same.
Super easy.
We know all the same people.
Yeah.
When I'm out doing spots, you could just come with me, you know? Like, it's like we can spend time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's how it starts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you know what? January, what is it now? Oh, you guys have been dating?
May.
Yeah, a few months. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Your little prenup show takes off.
Yeah.
Up at Stand Up New York. Yeah. All the divorcees start coming out, you know, stabbing fucking
it'll
cakes.
Be good.
Yeah.
Stabbing cape meme that blows up.
Yep.
You leave him.
Oof.
Or
yeah.
who are you going to leave him for?
I don't know.
Beautiful girl like that.
Who you would leave him
it's
for?
Gonna be big.
Who?
Gotta be big.
It's gonna be a big comic. Yeah, it's gonna be a big comic.
I might be an athlete.
Bigger than Will Sasso.
Oh, yeah.
Could be an athlete.
For me, <Chris. laughs>
yeah. No, there's somebody. Yeah, somebody with better credits. But
yeah.
Dave's on his way up.
Yeah,
nobody do with Dave. He's already doing shit.
Yeah, he's doing shit.
Dave already does a fucking ton of shit.
All you got to do nowadays
is Dave sells more tickets than I do.
Yeah. I mean, a podcast really means more than a TV show.
100%.
Yeah.
I guarantee, I've been on 10 TV shows and I couldn't sell half the tickets Legion of Skanks could sell.
I know.
Those guys are probably, you know, they sell way more tickets.
Yeah,
than
but at least you don't have to worry about anyone coming to see you who might have killed their parents before.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
There's a good chance that those guys might have to be testifying, like, no, we did not influence that kid.
Right.
They're like the Marilyn Manson of the podcast.
Yeah, at least I don't have to be forced to do shows with a guy who calls himself the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Yeah. At least I can just do comedy on my own.
What the fuck are you doing? I'll put you in a chokehold, motherfucker. Yeah, somebody's definitely going to kill their parents who listens to that. With Legion of Skank tattoo right on his forehead, you know?
Absolutely.
He's going to draw it on his mom's face.
Yeah, someone.
Cut her head off.
100. Someone wants to make a shirt out of Lewis's skin. Someone out there, definitely.
Yeah.
Of James's skin.
Yeah.
Probably James's mother.
Yeah.
That's who wants to make it.
I was on an episode of Legion of Skanks. They named the episode To Rape a Retard.
Jesus Christ.
So that's just a sweet. You put my name in the old YouTube?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I could tell you the number one reason you didn't get the pilot.
Yeah.
The executives Google that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's put Giannis's name on. Oh! This is
a sweet clip of me doing stand-up. Oh, there's Marisa, and then to rape a retard. That's what comes Giannis up third. Mamas.
They're really looking for mainstream success, those
They really
boys.
Are, yeah.
No, but it's better. I'd rather live in the world of comedy this way, where we can make our own stuff and do it that way and not have to listen to, like, you know, I mean, executives and those people always control something, but, I mean, look at how many people make a living on they've never done TV or they've never even had to think about doing TV, or they can do the whole thing off a podcast.
Yeah, look at Bobby. Bobby's so big he doesn't even have to show up.
He doesn't even
show
up
anymore.
Yeah, he can make up an imaginary uncle because he wants to build a fucking wheel for his son. And he, you know, and he got stuck in the fucking. I don't know.
He does like to build that kid.
He does it on YouTube.
Yeah,
he's phenomenal, Bobby, with the stuff he can build.
Yeah.
In the backyard for, and he said he just YouTubes it, but I don't know.
That's
he's got to have a skill.
No, I think some guys are handy like that.
That's what I'm saying. He's got a skill. Like, I could YouTube how to build a pirate ship for my kid and not be able to do it.
You don't have that in you.
Sure. No.
You're too much of a brainiac.
Too much history.
I can't do it. I'd overthink it.
Yeah, you just don't have it.
Yeah, I'd think about, like, emotionally how my daughter being in a pirate ship would affect her.
Is this the right signal to send? Pirates?
Pirate?
Isn't it crazy that some guys are just born with the ability to just, like, it's just, they're naturals at it. They can look at something and just put it together.
Yeah, well, it's how their mind works. Like, I grew up. I was raised by my mother, so she didn't know how to fix anything. So then, therefore, I didn't know how to fix anything.
Yeah.
But if my dad didn't know how to fix anything either. But my grandpa, who died when I was like 10, who died when my father was 10, so I never met him, could fix do anything from scratch.
It's
so I
just
start to learn. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need to do it.
Yeah.
It's weird because my ex-husband was a corrections officer, but he couldn't do anything. Like, he couldn't, like, hammer a nail in the wall or, like, fucking
He couldn't pretend it was just a black guy's head.
I mean, he punched me in the face all the time, but I'm just kidding.
Tap into that police training.
Are you guys on good terms, or how's it?
Yeah. We ended it.
Do you guys have a kid?
No.
Clean break.
He may never see him again.
We didn't even own a house. No, I don't have to see him ever again.
Look, you may never potentially see this guy again. You were married to him for how many years?
I was with him for 10 years.
How long was it not working, though? How many years was it
two
over?
Years.
Yeah. It was over for 2 years.
Once she started coming on this podcast.
No.
I had a feeling.
Once he became a corrections officer, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It started to go
changed
downhill.
It
makes you into, like, hard, right?
Yeah. And it makes you, like, it got him, like, real, like, weirdly serious about, like, weird things, and, like, he was just, like, really lazy person too.
Did you not want to be married anymore, though, too? Was that part of it? A little bit?
A little bit, because I think I had been with him since I was 18, and I never really lived, and I think that it's a lot to stay with someone for that
long. Were your friends in shock? Like, they thought you two would be together forever because you were together for so long?
Yeah, for sure.
And you didn't have any problems that people noticed?
Yeah, I don't, like, put things out public. Like, we weren't, like, a happy couple on, like, Facebook and all that.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
But getting on this podcast was the beginning of your, like, living it upstage, wasn't it?
I'm gonna go out. I started to live my own life for the first time.
It's hard to get a taste of this business.
You were going out. Sucking dick.
You got to go get dick down. You can't be with 18.
You
got to
go
forever.
Bathe the dick. You got to clean off that marriage.
The minute he moved out, it was game on. But then I calmed down.
Yeah.
So let's meet our guest over here. He's half Greek, half Italian. He listens to this podcast a lot. So do you know who we are? No.
To be honest with you, I know who you are.
There it is.
Oh, you know this guy.
From Opie show? Or from this?
Just from stand-up.
Just from stand-up,
generally being more famous than I am.
Yeah. Just from, and you were wondering, too, why isn't he hosting the show? you're like who's this Greek fucking monkey?
So do you listen to the show?
This show.
Then how the fuck don't you know who I am?
You're on infrequently.
Have we passed? Let me ask you a
pretty simple answer, actually. Yeah.
How weird is this era that there's just a guy who shows up and is like, hey, I'm a fan. Can I come and sit in a room with you guys alone?
Yeah.
Did anyone check if this guy's got a knife?
No, I do. It's a whole process.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? You check?
Yeah.
Wow.
He could be anybody. He could just be a dude who's looking to stay warm.
The copy of their license.
Oh, look at this motherfucker.
And then you go to the ex-husband to run it?
Right. Is that how?
See? There's no pat down or anything.
I will say, though, I still have the shield on my car. That's the only thing I got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smart. Get me one of those.
No, it's my only one.
Our parking is brutal in Bay Ridge.
Do you know how valuable that is?
I know. I get out of every ticket.
Wow.
They don't even look at me. They just look at the thing and walk away.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So where are you from, man?
I grew up in Staten Island, but now I live out
Staten Island. You grew up in Staten Island.
Oh, so you came all the way from Long Island?
No, I work in Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
When you're from Staten Island, it's one word, Staten Island.
Staten Island.
From Staten Island.
My father lives on Staten Island.
My father's a cop. My
new dog, son.
My dog's a garbage worker. My mother's a teacher. My father's a fireman. My grandfather's a cop. My uncle, my granddaughter. Is it family of civil servants? No,
no. My father owned his own business.
He had, he did. Money?
He owned a beer distributor.
Oh, mafia. Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah. Sanitation.
Sanitation. Yeah, no, it's called fucking knucklehead beers.
How fucking crazy is it?
Knucklehead beers.
It costs 18. Knucklehead beers.
With a Z.
It costs. Do you guys know it costs $18 to get into Staten Island?
Yes.
What?
On the bridge.
That's
they
wild.
Should be fucking paying people $18 to go to Staten Island.
And they said that they were only going to charge people, Staten Island residents, and you know anybody who lived in New York or wants to cross that bridge. They're only going to charge them the cost of the fee to what it cost to make the bridge. So that was passed like 30 years ago. I mean, they built the bridge in the 60s.
Yeah.
So like it's been paid off, but they make so much fucking money off that. I bet you the city of New York makes hundreds of millions of dollars.
Has to be.
Off that bridge.
$18. They charge you that way, but they don't charge you to leave.
No.
It's ironic.
Why would you? Yeah, it's
should
kind
be
of
the
ironic.
Opposite. Yeah.
I'd pay to get off.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you want people visiting Staten Island, you don't want to charge
Isn't the George Washington
bucks?
Bridge only 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's but if weird. You're a Staten Island resident, I think it's $5 or something, right? It's way cheaper.
Yeah, if you have the easy pass, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's not $5. I think it's like $8 or something.
If you have the easy pass, yeah.
If you have an easy pass and you're from Staten Island, or just
if you have a Staten Island, like my father's easy pass, that's the easy pass I have. Yeah. But I mean, I use it everywhere. I pay the bills, but it's his address
right.
easy pass.
Right.
So it's easy. So nice. Every time I go over that bridge, I'm good.
$5.
So it's easy.
Yeah. There you go. You see, fucking wow. You and Dave are gonna have a show.
And you said you weren't smart.
Come on.
I'm getting pretty smart. I've been reading up.
Yeah.
So big news. We got to talk about it. Obviously.
What happened?
Manchester.
Oh, okay.
Brutal.
Oh. I thought it was comedy news.
No.
Manchester. Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah. It's like you can't, and then. You know, people are like, oh, they need better metal detectors. And like right away, it's new. It's like, no, of course it's not from inside the stadium. They wait till they come out.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you can't stop people from walking up. I mean, it's going to have to get to the point where you cannot, unless you have a ticket, you cannot get anywhere near this. Like, you know, barricade it off for like 3 blocks,
yeah.
perimeters.
Is that what happened? It was outside the stadium?
As soon as people were letting out, as soon as that last song let out, the scumbag waited for all the people to start coming out and then detonated in the middle of like a crowd trying to get through, trying to leave.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Some 22-year-old kid.
What do you accomplish? What are they?
And killed kids. Most of them are kids who
died.
One
kid was 8 years old.
Yeah, but more children are missing, they said.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They're pieces. It's horrifying.
What does the guy think he's accomplishing by doing that? I mean, it's like.
Well, they think that they think that we're an enemy and the Western world's an enemy, and they think that they're. That God's telling them or Allah's telling them to do that, and they're going to be rewarded with virgins. You know,
really?
And it was also
a Muslim faith.
That's going to be real disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Just goes dark. And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
There's nothing. No pussy waiting for me.
Or you know what? Or it sucks that, you know, I always thought like when they blow themselves up, what if that all that shit is true, but they go into their heaven or whatever it is as the version of themselves that died. So this guy's just a fucking torso with no dick. And then he's like, I got all these virgins, and I'm just a torso. I've thought about that.
Or even if he goes whole body, but he's still the fucking scrangly-looking Middle Eastern guy he always was, and nobody wants to fuck him.
Look at Liz.
Hey. Crash it.
Yes, so it's not
Cypher
all white.
Sounds without right. his glasses. We saw you downstairs on your computer doing your taxes.
Yeah. I've made that my new office.
Hi, Liz.
Yeah.
Good. We were just talking.
Hi, Liz.
About?
Hi.
I'm Giannis.
Well, we were talking about.
I'm the only one here not passed at the Comedy Cellar.
You will be.
Oh, I'm not passed.
Not after this. Well, he's hosting the show now. That's his credit.
Yeah.
He hosts, you know what, dude?
I think even Lauren works there now, no? Lauren Kubara, which in Greek, Kubara.
Oh, that's right.
That you'd be our godmother.
Mm-hmm.
Kubara.
Kubaro is
Kubaros, Kubara.
Let's just start talking in Greek and fucking just be
to?
Greek the rest of this.
Ella,
oh, I'm sorry.
Ella, right.
Ella. 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 So we were just, you guys walked in right at a great moment. We were talking about Manchester.
Oh. Yesterday. And what happened yesterday. It was getting really serious. Were you coming in like, hi!
Hi, guys! What's up? Wepa!
And we're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You came in right in a nice light.
Are you eating in here, Chris?
Yeah, is that not allowed?
You know Bobby's watching right now. You're not allowed to eat in here. What are you doing?
Fucking Bobby canceled
Bobby
5 minutes before.
Us.
If Bobby, I was already in the city and Bobby
canceled. You can't
canceled.
Eat in here.
Well, if Bobby
Lauren.
Should be here to tell me
Lauren.
That.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby should be here and not with his
I'm telling
uncle.
You that. I'm telling you, Chris.
I'm done eating.
She couldn't.
Should we give it to the guest?
No, put it away.
Cap it up,
take
baby.
It with you.
Lauren forgot to tell him she was too busy salivating looking at him. She's like, I
no,
forgot.
No, she's with Dave Smith.
Yeah, but she can't. She can't resist a good Guido face.
Yeah, I just have that. I'm like
last
yeah,
name
fucking...
DeStefano with that
yeah,
head.
Yeah,
with that gelled up cut.
It tastes like olive oil.
Hair doesn't move. This guy gets into
outside,
a fight, not
outside,
one strand on his head moves.
Boom,
stays in place. He
fucking
walks right out of the club.
Cream.
Shirt off, hair in place.
Yeah.
So now we got a. Now it's back to the old. Podcast when there was 18 guests
on, yeah.
yep.
and we could all talk over each other now,
the good
yeah.
old
which
days.
Is great. The good old days,
beautiful,
yeah. which is good.
Do we have Why are you here so early, Cypha?
Well, I've been posting up at the cellar
he
lately.
Works here. We share an office.
I've been using the cellar as my office.
Really?
Nice. Yep.
Think about it. It's quiet in the daytime.
Uh-huh.
There's food. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got the Wi-Fi password to the good Wi-Fi.
Ooh, yes.
Not
You're
the
welcome.
Shitty one the customers use.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm just in there working.
And yeah, and they and they see you more. Maybe you'll get more spots. Is that what? That's what the main reason is. It feel like, oh, look, I'm a working comic. Suck it up. Now I'm gonna get fucking. Now I'm gonna get the Saturday shift.
Yep.
No, you're not.
That's how it works.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm kidding.
Or they could do a weekday breakfast show.
That's
there
right.
you go.
Go.
No, that the brunch show Cypher runs is
oh,
fantastic.
So much fun.
I just got my spots. I'm on it again. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
Yes. I eat the Nutella
little
French toast.
Champagne. Ooh.
Yeah,
little mimosas.
That I got fucking whacked
yep.
out of my
we
mind.
We all then got champagne.
I met up with you
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, Giannis met up with us. We went to the frying pan. Got fucking whacked over there.
We did. And
we got champagne wasted here. Let me tell you.
You got recognized. It's so funny when you get recognized.
Why?
Because the girls pretend. You know when girls like they're like. They want to pretend like they don't know you, but they do know you. They come over and like, wait a second. I know you from somewhere, right?
I know that one girl came up. She's like, aren't you from like the Geico commercials?
Geico commercials?
What?
Are you? Are you from the Geico commercials?
No. What happened was one of her friends, they sent me a message on Instagram telling me the whole story. I was like, this is fucking riveting. And I was like, I have to delete this immediately.
You go say something. No, you go say something. I'll fucking do it. I don't give a shit. I'll go. Aren't you from Geico?
They're so phony because I guess they were talking. One of the girls recognized me from Guy Code, the show on MTV2. And one of the other girls came up to me. She's like, I know you because you're from the Geico commercials and I think you're cool. I'm like, I'm not. You think they said Geico?
Yeah.
You're saying your friend
has a speech impediment.
No idea who I am.
Listen,
you have no fucking clue who I am.
When them Bloody Marys and mimosas are flowing, then you just get real blurry.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I'm a fucking nobody. I can't even host a YKWD podcast. I'm a nothing.
Listen, at least you get girls recognizing you. All I get is rapper dudes.
Yo, what's up, man? When you gonna play my album?
What's up, man?
Yo, son,
my cousin raps.
Yo,
I listen to you every morning.
Yo, like, let me spit for you right here. Let me spit. Let me drop.
Yo,
spit.
You inspired me to take my game to another level. What do you do now? I work at Nathan's.
Yo, they're like, yo, I listen to you every morning. I said, I haven't been on the radio for 2 years. What happened?
I thought I just heard you the other day. You didn't.
Do you get guys trying to drop bars for you, like
what?
Right in front of you?
Listen, if I pull out my DM right now, it's all rappers.
They write them out, transcribe rhymes?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you ever listen
I
to them?
No. DM is for bitches.
Yeah,
absolutely. Send me those titties.
Yeah.
I don't even, I'm not, look, I'm married. I'm not going to mess with no
Are
other bitches.
Now?
Yeah. But I just want at least somebody to throw
sure.
me something on DM.
Yeah.
An unsolicited titty pic. No. That's all you want.
I got
so
my
if anyone's listening, please.
Yeah.
At
or Snapchat.
Yeah.
They Snapchat's disappear. The best. They disappear. That's where you get most of the tits.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't understand it.
I used to.
Chris got a girlfriend, too.
I used to get a lot more. But I used to get, even when I had her, I used to get over. I mean, it was tits all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
I never get it.
It's very. Because I posted a picture of my daughter now. That's what it is. I post too many.
You actually have more titties, though.
No, I feel like, I don't know. It's a lot less. I mean, once in a while, I get a lot of gay dudes.
Same.
To the DM. You get a lot of gay.
When I was doing my, before my Instagram got banned.
Are you a cub? You're a cub.
I'm a cub. Yeah. I'm 100% a cub. Before my Instagram got banned, it was nothing but like weird like Arab dudes from like who lived overseas trying to fuck me. It was incredible. It was just, they would call me handsome. It felt nice. I guess.
I feel like those are probably ISIS recruiters. That's how they get you in.
So you're
are you officially a cub, or is it like you could be another category, like a cherub?
Cherub's my own category. Yeah. Grown men that look like babies.
Well, you're not gay, are you gay?
No.
We're Greek though, so. I'll toe the line. We're pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah.
If we went to jail, it would come natural.
Right.
I'd do what I had to do to survive.
They're lovers.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would just get old men trying to fuck me, and the occasional woman with, I don't know, who had like a fat uncle that molested them or something. I don't know what it was, but
okay.
That was the 100% the demographic. I have been getting some titties recently.
Good for you, brother.
Yeah.
I think Cumtown. Thank you so much, Liz. I think it's the success of Cumtown.
It's a great name for a podcast. Cumtown.
Thank you. Yes.
You guys are doing good. Nice plug there, by the way.
Thank you.
Where can we find Cumtown?
Well, it's on iTunes and also Patreon if you want to be a premium subscriber.
What do you get as a premium subscriber?
You get access to an extra episode every week. Okay. So that's double the Cumtown,
And a video of you blowing Mateo Lane.
Yeah, and me and Mateo, the behind the scenes.
Ripped.
Oh, man.
He's ripped
crazy.
How is he so ripped?
He won't stop letting us know about it.
Shredded.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've seen one picture of it with him with his shirt on.
I support it.
Yeah, good for him.
I saw him do a spot with no shirt on the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm jealous.
Why don't you text me, cuz?
I told you to send me the video.
Yo.
If I had a body like that, I wouldn't put a shirt on.
Nah, bro, his body's insane.
Yeah. You ever follow him? I follow him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I follow him.
His shirt is off. He's like, he'd just be in a restaurant. Be like,
yeah,
just
and then
eating.
He's always speaking Italian. He's like, fettuccine. I'm like, shut up. But keep your shirt off.
Yeah. If he wasn't like a comedian, like he would be like an A-list gay.
He's the A-list. Like, he's the gay comedian now. I think.
I guarantee you, he's gonna fuck Andy Cohen at some point, or Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. Maybe Anderson.
And who's the bigger gay? Who's the more top shelf gay?
Anderson.
Yeah. He's gonna fuck.
Anderson's top shelf.
Once Anderson
aren't they besties? Yeah. They're besties, I think.
They are. Andy
they go on vacation and together.
Anderson Ooh. Cooper. If he's gonna get an Anderson.
Why do I
Cooper?
Know? Why do I know?
What's in your DMs?
No. They tour together.
Yeah, right. They do shows.
Dude, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, to fucking get to get dates as a comedian is impossible. Now I gotta fucking beat out Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Don't sit there and say that. Don't say you're like.
What are you talking about?
So hard to get a date. Are you kidding me?
Bro, I'm saying
if he said that, I'd be like, I feel you, brother.
No.
You have no struggle with that.
Oh,
I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about comedy
for him?
Shows. No, I'm not talking about girls. I'm talking about comedy. I'm talking
about comedy. Like,
yes, they
so
are, but they sell
like
out
it's a comedy
venues.
Kinda, yeah.
And they
that's
do
what
a
happens,
talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a talk and people know what they're getting. They're not selling out like the Hollywood improv.
It's treated as like a type of comedy show where like to a booker. Right. It's like a comedy variety show. It's in the same category.
What fun is Anderson Cooper, you know, for 2 hours?
These are not
anywhere.
Fun people.
Like,
though.
It's not,
they're nerds.
That's what
it's
it
nerds.
Is. It's not your audience.
No,
you would never have Anderson Cooper's audience.
I know what you're saying, Chris, and I'm with
you.
But
look,
they're taking up weekends.
I respect them because
they're
not. I respect them.
Anderson Cooper's not playing the Chuckle Hut.
But you know
weekend.
Who is wrestlers? Why are wrestlers doing that now?
Wrestlers are comedians.
Every wrestler just goes.
You got comedians are not even as bad as DJs. There's this new thing called celebrity DJs.
Is that you? You're
no,
a celebrity.
No, I'm
DJ.
A real DJ. There's celebrity
that happens
DJs.
To be a celebrity.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
But now there's all these celebrities, actors who want to be DJs. It's the deal. They take all the gigs.
That's because we live at a time where nobody really has to work a real job anymore.
True.
Everyone's just like trying to get attention and be like, I've got something to say. Read my shit. Yeah. I'm a photographer who writes a blog.
Oh, shit. You're fucking salty. Check out interrobang.com.
It's a great article. Great article.
Yeah, okay.
I just didn't understand it.
No.
Yeah,
it's
I'm going to text them. I just didn't understand.
Well, that's what happens.
I got lost.
Guys,
in it.
You know what it is with this business? I'll tell you exactly
great
what it is.
Great guy. Love this. Photographs
business,
are great.
What we do. When you're good at it, and I'm not putting myself in that category, when you're really good at it, it looks so easy and so effortless that people are like, I could do that.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
And then they start to do that, and then it's like, it's pretty bad. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So that's what happened there. Like, he's like, I can fucking do this.
Yeah.
I can write.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
What are we talking about exactly?
We'll
I don't think anyone else knows.
We can't get into
YouTube.
It.
You're totally saying what it is. We all know what you're talking
about.
It's even wild that I said it. But
yeah. Well, you know what, though? You're already in. Bobby will edit it.
Huh?
No, he's not going to edit it.
Bobby's not even here.
Oh, yeah. He said it. If you're going to say it, just fucking say it, because you already said it.
I got to text. I got to do it personally. I just felt like it was... I don't know, it was weird. I couldn't follow
it. It's not that it was weird. It was simultaneously praising you and then taking jabs at you. It was strange.
Okay. You didn't even read the whole thing. You don't know that.
I was distracted reading.
Yeah.
I was reading it with my kid. My kid almost fell off a fucking swing. I'm trying to read it.
He didn't take jabs. I wouldn't say that. He's a great guy, and like, you know, he's a good guy. I just think it was confusing. Like, I couldn't follow it. It was kind of disjointed and unorganized, and like, I just didn't even know what he was saying.
But it's a blog, so it doesn't have to be like an actual article. It can just be like,
it's a blog.
Yeah, you could sort of get away with that because it's a blog, right?
Yeah, but the problem is, like, you know, when people Google your name now, that kind of comes up and they read
it. It was about you?
Yeah, it was about me. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You look good in the photos.
Did he say? Well, the photos.
Except the one, except one photo, your shoes look too big. That's the only photo I told you.
I look like I had clown shoes?
Yeah, it was a weird angle.
My hair is not good either.
But that's fun. That's what we'll all pick out. Like, you'll be so happy about something. Like, yeah, but look at your left shoe. And then you'll obsess over that for years.
You remember the good old days when you grew up with friends and you would name him the worst quality that he had?
Yeah.
Like Worm. Your friend Worm.
Yeah, because he looked like a fucking worm.
My friend Chad, he had big head. We'd call him Chad the Head.
Chad the Head.
Shaquille O'Neal's lollipop.
Yep. And now you'll get in trouble for that.
You can't
kids,
do that.
Groups of kids do not do that anymore.
No. I think,
too PC.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah,
you don't think there's
too.
Any fat no. Bill? Like, my friend Bill, he had a cousin named Bill, and he was fat, so he was Fat Bill.
Dude, my stepson is 6 years old. I went to a birthday party last year, you know, one of his classmates, where they blew out candles on an iPad because they weren't sure what children, you know, if it was everyone's custom to blow out actual birthday candles and be around firing racks. Then I went to another one of his parties where all the kids were naked. They were 5 years old.
What?
You were encouraged to take your clothes off.
Let's
and
just
I was
do
like,
it.
Trump.
Wait, what do you mean they were naked? Who was hosting this party?
When I went
party?
Up to the party, one of the parents at the school.
What's, did you background
Park
check on
where
this
Dave
guy?
Dave Smith's from, Park Hall. That fucking weirdo. We went up to the party. It was on roof deck somewhere, some like sick luxury building. And the we go up and I see a kid naked. I'm like, all right.
Diaper?
No, butt naked.
What?
And I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, you know, kids go crazy. I thought maybe he had special needs. Honestly, I was like, kids ripped their clothes off. And it's, no, I'm serious.
Wait,
like,
how old are they?
I was like, five. And I was like, maybe special needs or something like that. And whatever. I've worked with children like that. I understand.
Why
I get
does
it.
He have to be special needs because he didn't have any clothes on?
Because the only other experience I have with children who are 5 years old or older ripping off their clothes and running out in public are the children I used to work with special needs who would just have sensory problems and be like, I'm going to rip my clothes off. And it's like, okay, we have to deal with
okay,
that.
So you sure
to see a cognitively, you know, normal 5-year-old with his clothes off asking my stepson to play with toys was weird. And then I was like, what is going on? To another parent who was originally from New York, who didn't, you know, who wasn't a hipster, gentrified parent. And they were like, I'm going to leave this party in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm going to leave this party
That's
in five
wild.
Seconds.
Right.
This kid has fucking pubes. I was like, I'm not. And then we left. And then I told, you know, his mom. And I was like, what? This is why we're back. And she was like, I'm going to train. And then we left. We now moved to Bay Ridge, where he goes to school with normal children.
Yeah.
Normal kids, where we have birthday parties with candles.
Yeah.
You have all different races.
Yeah.
You know, there was one kid in Tristan's, my stepson's class. His name was Leopard.
What?
That was his name, Leopard.
Was his parents like musicians or something?
They believe they conceived him at some somewhere
in
Africa.
What's the nationality of people
in that
area?
Are you fucking kidding me?
They're all like, they're hipsters. They're all like, you know,
that would
I don't
be,
know.
They don't do that because that would be otherizing people. Yes. So
what was his name?
All
Leopard.
That name is spot on, man.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
You text your wife like, yo,
incredible. Jesus Christ. He asked for his own setup. He was like, I got this one. This one cannot go to waste. We can't lose spot on.
Bring it back.
I see.
Run that
the
fuck
all
back.
All those hours in the office at the Comedy Store. Yeah.
Chaos.
You're really
chaos. Extra spot for you, sir.
Yo.
Hey, I wouldn't stay at that party, though.
Yeah, no, dude, it was weird. But that's society we live in, man. It's different people. We're around different. We're the outsiders.
Yeah.
We're the outsiders now. People.
No, but it's not because everybody's different. They can't treat us like outsiders. They have to treat us as equals, like they want to be treated like equals. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't celebrate holidays, but I respect people. If you
what
believe
are you,
in it,
goddamn Jehovah's Witness?
I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
I mean, a witness.
She's a tone real quick. That happens to be a celebrity.
But you can't judge their thing, and they can't judge ours. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
I can live no problem with them. I can integrate with them.
Hold on. You can judge a birthday party where there's 18 little kid dicks just flying around. That's something that can definitely be judged. Yeah, I don't want to see fucking children nude.
Because they
That's
said
fucking
the
weird.
Parents of that party, the they were incur- because they believe that, you know, children are still in the
yeah,
age
that's
of innocence.
Fine.
And that we didn't have clothes, you know, when
no.
we were first
what?
Came
fine.
Out.
I don't believe that, though.
Right. That.
So yeah. I'm not wrong, and you're not wrong.
I didn't cause a fist fight. I told the father straight up. He's like, oh, you guys are leaving so soon. I was like, yeah, you know, we're really not comfortable with the naked children.
And what was his reaction?
Nothing. He didn't know what to say. He was offended that I said anything. But
That's
I was like,
what I'm saying. He can't get offended.
But I gave the you know present. I said, you know, enjoy your fucking gluten-free cake, I would imagine. Enjoy your fucking vegan bullshit hot dogs.
And how wild would it have been if you got the pig at that party?
Yo.
He was trying to get a real-life pig.
My daughter
turned
two.
Oh, you didn't do it?
Yo, my daughter turned two last week, and we had a sick party. I tried to get a real-live pig to come to the party, and they were like, the state of New York does not allow that because that pig will kill somebody.
That's a legit concern.
It's a you're asking for a fucking hog to come through Bay Ridge. It eats people's bones. The mafia uses pigs to get rid of evidence.
What were you thinking?
Because it was a pig themed party. Because at first I was like, I'm gonna roast
what about
a pig,
like a baby
and then
pig?
I was
like
gonna
roast a piglet. Like,
no, well.
Like a-
They said they
Wilbur.
Won't bring it to New York. They said they wouldn't do it. They said it's like
party in
you're
Jersey.
Close enough.
That's why you
guys are
down in Jersey.
Yeah.
I know.
Yourself.
The only place they got back to was this place, Eyes of the Wild in New Jersey. The lady was
That's
really nice.
Jersey's
she was like,
best.
She was like, pot belly pig, we can bring it. And I was like, and then they said, one guy told me, he was like, we can, I'll bring a pig. I'll do it for you under the table, but it's going to be $5,000.
Yeah.
Like,
That's
shit.
A blackmail pig. Yeah.
You're like, you know what? These kids are 2 years old. They don't know the difference. I'm going to put a little nose on Stavros. Have him
Stavros came out. With his fucking banned Instagram pictures.
Yeah, give him spot pay and have him walk on all fours.
That's it. He came out. He spoke a little
Greek. It's 25 bucks. Just fucking squiggle around a little bit.
Yep.
Oink, oink.
Yep. Got a gay Arab dude. Fucking
Mehran? No.
The party was dope.
Yeah.
It was dope. We told my daughter.
Party was dope. It was dope. Yo, my children's
too.
Birthday party was dope.
But you know, she's half Puerto Rican. Her mom's Puerto Rican, so they came. The Puerto Ricans came, and they shut that shit down till 2 o'clock in the morning.
They did, right?
They started drinking Coquito, which is a Christmas drink. They started drinking Coquito at 11 o'clock. I was like, yo, it's a 2-year-old's party. You guys are going nuts.
Yo.
Yeah, but it was fun though.
That is not a stereotype.
No.
That is not a stereotype.
Yo.
Latins party till 7 in the morning.
Wait, you mean stereotype that it's like...
That Latins party long, like late.
You're saying it's real.
It's real.
Oh,
real.
Yeah,
it's an earned stereotype.
At a house party especially.
Yeah.
At a house party. I think part of it is like, yo, we moved all this furniture. We're like, it's a lot to put it back. We're going to maximize this
party. I want my daughter to be more like the Puerto Rican side of her family than the white side. My parties suck with the white side of my family. There's always an argument. People go home at 8 o'clock. The Puerto Rican side, having fun. They all love each other. They're all such a close-knit family. No judgment.
Oh, there's
dude, I got one of her cousins has 5 kids with 5 different guys. No judgment. Oh, no judgment. My family would be like, that's horrifying. Yeah. Why is it horrifying?
Yeah.
This girl's a great lady. Yeah. She made some questionable decisions, but she's a fucking great lady. And all her kids fucking love her. They're all great kids. They all love each other. All the dads get along, you know?
They all
came to the party.
She's got a starting five of baby daddies.
Why not?
She could go play against the Knicks.
She spread it around. Good for her. I want my daughter to be encouraged by that. I don't want her to fucking come over. Okay.
Is that your sister? Maybe. I don't know. I gotta ask my mom.
I don't know, Danny. But it's fucking beautiful. The Latinos are beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. There's one sitting right over there.
Hello.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fake Latino though.
That's
my Latino for the jokes.
I think that wouldn't be me.
Your mom's very special. Well, I met your mom last week.
Your mom is awesome.
Your mom is.
She can come to brunch any fucking time.
She's
full
Puerto Rican.
Oh, really?
Lower East Side? Where are you raised?
Mom's half Puerto Rican.
What's the other half
Irish.
Really?
Oh. Okay.
It's a common mix in the Bronx.
Yeah, Bronx.
Yeah, my mom's super cool.
Yeah, the Bronx.
She's here watching the baby.
That's bring like your,
a, oh, she's not from Sunday. Here. She's not. She's
from here. She lives in North Carolina now.
Okay.
Yeah. Bring her on Sunday.
She's leaving Thursday.
Come on.
Come on. Did she have a good time at the brunch show?
She loved it.
Did she like my stuff?
Yeah, she loved it.
Liar.
Chrissy killed at brunch.
I'm kidding. No, I didn't. I had to.
You fucking did.
I was
you
no
go,
Lynn Coplitz.
Shut up.
Lynn Coplitz. Esty comes upstairs and it's so funny. Nimesh had just went on, and he was like, you know, sitting there. He's like, yeah, you know, the crowd was great. Blah 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 blah. And then, you know, nothing happens. Next comic goes on. And then Lynn goes on, murders, and Esty comes up. She goes, oh, my God, Lynn was the best comic I've ever seen. The set was incredible.
Chris, you're next.
Yeah. And then she's like, Chris, you're next. I was like, okay. Yeah. And then I just went on there, and I was like, oh, well, I didn't. Murder, I, the dude. Room's not on fire. I was like, how was that, Esty? She's like, it's good.
Oh, please.
No.
How did Dimesh do? Did you good?
No, yeah,
the
show does
great.
Good.
Killed. That show was
everybody killed.
Dude, everybody's in such a great mood. It's a Sunday afternoon. Nobody's got
Everyone's
any problems.
Everyone's wasted.
You're drinking.
We're all
drinking. Cypher's the perfect host. Brings you up to a song.
I play music before the show starts, so there's like a nice little drinky vibe.
Yeah.
Then it's like a day club. Like a
That's where
for
I got
comedy
the idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like what's it called?
Bagatelle.
Yeah, but there's all these like day parties now, and I'm like, I hate them. I hate partying in the daytime. But I was like, why don't we do a comedy show in the daytime?
It was a genius idea.
The food is delish.
It is really good.
It's working. It's work, and it's going to continue to work.
What time does it start?
It's a 2 o'clock show, but we seated it for
1:30.
And the food is fantastic. The brunch food is good. The first time it came around, I was like, oh, these pancakes are a little dry. And now, but now the food is fantastic. No, I'm kidding.
Seriously,
are you kidding me?
No more spots.
I'm joking. It was a joke that got nothing.
I always love the food here.
It was a joke that got nothing. I was kidding. The food's always great.
I've never had anything besides the hummus, but I heard it's a new kitchen now.
Oh my God, the
burger is
straight up the best wings in the city. I'm not even fucking around.
I think one of the best burgers in
the
city too.
I agree.
So good.
I concur.
Damn, I want wings now.
Let's go get
them.
Let's do a pause.
Go down and get
them. Are we getting anything in the chat room? A lot of people saying, I'm not listening because fucking
Bobby's
not.
Yeah, this sucks. This sucks. Where's Bobby?
How many of those?
The weirdest thing was somebody said, Chris, your phone, your feet, my email now.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck. It, like,
your feet.
Implying somebody wants a picture of your tootsies.
No. Guy or a girl?
I think it was a guy.
What kind of question is that?
I've no fucking idea. I thought maybe you would know.
I'll send him my feet if he wants to see these puppies.
No. Right.
Wait, you say that again? He said, your feet.
I'd have to. It's a while back, but I think it said, Chris, your phone, your feet, my email.
Was it a girl or a guy?
It was a guy. Pretty sure it was a guy.
Leave him in your shoes.
Who sexts via email?
That's wild.
Too formal.
Not
that's
even
old
via
school.
Email. Yeah. Who asks for the sex via podcast live stream chat?
Shoot your shot, though. You know what I mean? I'm not mad at him.
That is some fucking ultra-modern shit right there.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I'm going to hit him through this. He's going to tell him, and then he's going to hit me through his phone onto my phone.
Incredible.
And then I'm going to jerk off.
So many ways to beat off in
about
this
his
world.
Feet.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting really specific.
I'll send the feet in.
That is
people love
send
feet.
A toe. Do
I'll send
toe.
A toe.
I like I like feet. I'm into feet.
Really?
You're a feet boy?
Yeah, I'm into feet. I put them in my mouth all the time like a pacifier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're a scoundrel like that.
I plug it in. It just plug it in.
Yeah.
It's like It's like, you know, when you see a charger and your phone, even if you're fully charged, you plug it in. My girlfriend's foot's around, I just plug it.
Plug it
put
in.
Put it in. Charge up. I just charge up.
Nah, dude, yeah.
Is that your source of power? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
She always giggles because it, you know, it tickles her. But
it turns you on.
Turns me on, yeah.
Yeah, you like yeah. I'm not a feet guy.
Would you ever lube up an arch? And
yeah.
just go to town.
Yeah, I would.
You would.
Yeah,
oh wow! Yeah. I was not expecting. Yeah. Yes, but
this is I'm gonna go to your fucking Puerto Rican birthday party. Get judged.
Yo, there's fucking chancletas everywhere.
Go ahead, put your feet out.
Yo, lick my feet.
Yeah, I take my feet out. You fuck my feet in front of my kid. I don't give a shit. I'm not judging you.
If you would have showed up, to that party, you would have been able to hook up with anyone you want. They all love you.
You would have been number
they
six.
They love you. Love you all.
I don't. No, seriously. Like, I only had like a year. I should have taken a little more time.
To yeah. have a year to get that Mauricio
to get
puss.
To know the fans.
Have you ever
bit.
Fucked yeah. as Mauricio? Have
you
ever?
Holy shit! You want to suck this dick? I chase my girlfriend around the wig sometimes, which
that's
is hilarious.
Great.
I'm
that's
like,
terrifying.
Let's do this. Come on.
Wait, you should have took more time to what?
Huh?
What did you say? You
to
took
get
more
to know the fans
to
a little
fuck
bit.
Around.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying. Yeah.
Because I was with Jessie Mae for like those couple years.
Yeah.
And then the year in Miami, I was a good year. Yeah. That's when I left for Miami to do that show.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Then I have another girlfriend, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm talking like, it's, you know, because it went, you know, those shows, they come out, yeah. they're so dressed up and good
yeah,
mood.
That's the night out.
Yeah, night out.
That was
out.
The night out, man.
You did a bunch of those shows.
Yeah,
you
I
saw what was coming out there.
Loved them.
Some of the hottest women you've ever seen in your life. I
smoke
mean,
shows.
Smoke, like.
Jeez.
Just like. You're just, and they're just, the way they're dressed up and like,
mm-hmm.
and night out, sexy night out, yeah. sexy night out.
Sexy.
Yeah. And they, they're excited and excitable.
But, yo, but the girl you're with now, you're going to marry. So.
Of course. And it's.
And you should. I've been telling you from day one, this is going to be, it's going to be a
day one. Gonna get
dude,
married.
If you get married, do I got, what's the chances I can get best man? Is it low?
It's why would
your
you
brothers,
get best
right?
man?
Huh?
Yeah, well, we've known each other for a couple
have?
Years, but
wedding party though, one of the ushers, groomsmen,
definitely in there.
I'm
groomsmen.
Definitely.
I've never been anybody's best man.
Wait, are you
really?
Guys good friends?
Yeah, we're good
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, we got a lot closer now too because we both live
yeah.
in Bay Ridge.
Yeah,
okay, so you're like neighborly.
Every
friends.
Day we hang
now
out
we're getting
day.
Real close. We've been friends for a while.
Yeah,
and now we're getting like
every day
we stroll every day, cuz
every day I text him like I want to go for a walk.
We take a walk. We get frappes.
We get frappe. No,
oh, that's adorable.
We get crepes.
We go to LMB's Mahoney Gardens.
This kid's
no,
addicted.
L&B. Yeah. That's the shit.
I'm addicted to sugar,
it's
though.
And you
best.
Think that for that you should be in the wedding?
100%.
Well, least,
in the wedding, not just invited.
Groomsman.
No, I think I should be in the wedding because I'm someone who's proven to you that I can be trusted. I can
be yeah. Chris is a stand-up guy. I give you that.
But
crazy.
How fucking Italian is that? Yeah. Yo, I can be. I don't
yes.
need.
It's about family.
I don't need you to hold
yes,
my money.
You need
yeah,
me trust.
No, no, no.
You need trust.
You're not trying to be in the wedding. You want to be the executor of the will or something.
Yeah.
You're trying to be.
No, just sign right here.
No, you can trust me, bro. Because shit may go down at the, especially the bachelor party.
Dude,
you may get those guys gabbing.
I can't
be one of those guys.
I can't have any comics in the wedding party, dude.
Come on, dude.
They'll it's Chris.
Oh, that's,
what are you saying?
Because they'll cancel it. But I picked
he's
up a spot at the
cancel.
Cellar.
I was
you
gonna
know
cancel
I can't cancel on SD. She'll do a lawsuit against me.
No, you got to have your wedding on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Do a brunch wedding.
Yeah. Yeah,
do show. So yeah, he's dead to? Right, though. A comedian will cancel someone. Yo,
like,
if Chris Rock's like, yo, I need you to go on the road with me. You're like, yo,
Giannis. I got to go.
I'm nobody's opener.
Yeah.
I would do it.
You get yeah.
I'm trying to get that private jet.
2 p.m. on a Saturday? That's Cypher's brunch show. I can't do that.
You gotta marry her during one of your sets. Yeah. That's the only way.
Yeah. I got to produce a show and pay everyone $500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have them do a set and they'll be like, all right, you guys just stick around a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to get married. Is that cool?
Get married in between comics.
I'll host it.
Yeah, you host.
I'll host it. Just bring it.
Yeah.
They gotta wait to get their pay.
Yeah.
So yeah. Before the first comic goes out, right? We gotta get married. You guys, gotta, yeah, you want your money? You gotta stick around, just a little extra.
What you gotta do, bro?
That's the life of a comedian.
Or really. Chris, you could become like an ordained minister.
Oh, you gotta get Bob marry you.
Can I do that in the Greek church? Is that
no,
all right?
No
Roman
way.
Catholic?
No.
No. Just, Greek church. Greek church
become
is so gangsta, actually.
Yeah.
I think my brother has to be the best man, right? That's how it goes?
No, he doesn't have to be.
No?
No, no. Cubato, you Cubato? No, he doesn't have to be.
Doesn't he have to be?
Mm-mm. It usually is.
He has to be a member of the church, though. That I know.
I'm not positive about that.
I know.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, you have
but he's gay, so does that offset it?
Oh, he's out. He's out.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's Greek, so that offsets
What gets... Does the amount of points of him being Greek equal the amount of points he gets deducted for being gay?
It cancels out.
That's what I'm saying. So
my brother crushes so much grinder dick that I think it's so many that it comes back to the other side as straight.
It's just so much.
He's back hole again.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Yeah, I mean his grinder's alert. I've been hanging out with him.
Back hole.
They just bling up. It just blings up all the time.
Well, he's a powerful dude. I mean, he's a powerful dude. He's a good looking dude. Great.
Powerful. He's a successful. Good-looking guy.
That's what I mean. But it's power. What does
he
do?
He's a lawyer. He worked in the Obama and Clinton administration.
Oh yeah, I want to fuck him. Yeah.
He's currently unemployed.
He didn't smash any congressmen or senators?
No.
Probably did. probably got stories on the low.
Sure, he did.
Glory hole.
I don't know.
On the low.
No,
half those Republicans are gay as hell.
He's like, my brother was like, he went to Oxford.
Holy shit.
He's like smart. He hangs out with, they're all like,
smarties.
Yeah, they're like smarty
he's
guys.
Fucked some aristocrats.
Yeah.
No, he's probably been in some wild shit. Because the richer you are, and if you're that rich and that gay, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's not rich though. My brother's not rich.
No, but he hangs in a high society.
Yeah, high society.
He was a public servant. He's clearly not rich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's high society though.
But he could get a really
like
good
my
job
friend,
now.
My yeah. friend really is job. My friend's friend is literally like the Speaker of the House of Belize, in South America, right? So they often host foreign dignitaries. And he goes, yo, you know who's the worst? The Canadians.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, he said, because they're so uptight in Canada that they go down there and just fucking let loose.
Oh, shit.
And they go crazy.
Stick their dick in everything.
Yeah. They just have
they're just in cockfights.
I wouldn't think the Canadians, though.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
He goes, they're the worst. He goes, they're fun, but they're like, they get the wildest because
so
they
do Australians.
Never, never get to get wild at home.
Right.
Maybe it's just so cold because they're pretty liberal up there. I mean, they're pretty open. No, Canadians. I guess
they're
in the big
liberal,
cities, it's like here, right?
But they're like they're not so outspoken as Americans.
Yeah.
So like when they have issues up there, they kind of all
right,
right? Just let that go.
Right.
Yeah, they're kind. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't protest and harp on things.
Do you ever notice that Canadians just like have that molested glow look all the time?
Molested glow?
Yeah. They're just like, hey. Like no emotion. Like,
right. Hey. Glazed nice. Over.
Oh, yeah. I'm Canadian, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. You can say the most horrible thing. Yeah. They just don't want to be rude at any cost. That's probably why. You're right, because they're just polite and shit.
Yeah.
Passive aggressive is really what they are.
Yeah.
They're passive aggressive.
Yeah.
They're not really nice. They're assholes when you leave.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. That's nice.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but like culturally, you know, they're like, they're polite to you. Mm-hmm. And then like you're being like a fucking mean American, you know, like a rude American,
right.
making jokes. You walk away, they're like, "Go fuck yourself."
No, that's more England is like that.
Yes, yeah.
England
yeah.
is very like very friendly up front, and then when you leave, it's like,
yeah. But I find them to be sarcastic. The English, like dry in your face sarcasm sometimes. Yeah.
That's why you need just Greeks who just call you a piece of shit to your face, but mean it the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
That's us. Yeah, yeah.
Greeks, we also have like a fuck you thing to us that hurts us and helps us.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't like working for anybody.
Absolutely.
Just that we cannot have a boss. That's why Greeks like to open their own joint. You notice
that? Yeah, 100%.
It's like my own painting business, my own diner, whatever it is. I want to do it myself. I can't take orders. I'd rather make less.
Where do you think that's from? Do you think that's because
go fuck yourself?
Well, I think but do you think it has anything to do with as a culture? Everybody always tries to conquer you.
Well,
always.
Yeah, the glory days is a long time ago.
A long time ago. We're always like, yo, we'll fucking whip, you know? Because you got...
We're
Greece,
like the
geographic. If I like, we were talking about.
Hold
with
up,
Hitler.
Chris is getting smart. Geographic.
Yo. If we're talking geographic,
if we're talking about the geographical climate of where Greece is,
yo, kid, you want to be in that Aegean Sea? No, because
the gateway between two cultures.
Yes,
absolutely.
Man, you get right from Africa to Europe, and you need, like you said, Crete.
Yeah,
you
well,
know where you're from.
Oh yeah,
the Greeks have a lot of pride about like.
Yeah,
that
back
era.
In the day.
I know.
Yeah.
So we're like the Al Bundy of countries.
Yeah, exactly. We were cool in high school.
Yeah, a long time ago. Back in the glory days. It's like, dude, now you sell shoes.
Yeah.
Your country's
now,
a banana republic.
Now all we have is
you're a third world country now.
But you see,
we're the smartest, Socrates. And it's like, dude, that was thousands of years ago.
Yeah, but we've got yogurt on lock. You know what I mean? We got the yogurt game on lock. That's all. It's dairy now.
No, you know what it is? I think it has a little to do with that because we were. basically slaves to the Turks for 400 years.
Yes,
and that was recent. So I think there's a little bit of that go fuck yourself from that.
Yeah, I mean, you've been occupied a lot by a lot of different cultures.
Well, that was 18... Yeah, you know what? After that...
Turn of the century. Last century.
Yeah, 1821. When... And then after that, a bunch of foreign powers every time is fucked.
Every time. I mean, Germany, you know, right away, they were like, Greece, us.
Yeah. They put they made us get a king from like fucking... I think he was from the Germany royal family. Yeah, we had a king that we didn't even fuck with for a while.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. You don't want to be conquered.
I think it's a little bit of that. And I don't know what the rest of it is. I know I'm Cretan, so I'm like a unique Greek in that way because Crete is like, it's like the Sicily, the way Italians look at Sicilians. Yeah. Cretans were like, we're the crazy tough ones.
You're closer to Africa.
We're closer to Africa. We can jump higher.
Where does feta cheese come from? What part of Greece is feta cheese from? Is there a part of Greece called feta?
Generally, that's all over,
it's
baby.
My fucking cheese. There's
no cows in Greece. You don't get
regular. Fage and feta.
You grow up, it's fucking goat's milk. That's what you drink.
Yeah, dairy. That's our shit, man. Yeah. I'm telling you. That's what we have figured out.
But we don't have cow. There's no milk cow.
You guys live a long time, too. I think you got like 4 or 5 years on the average. American.
The Icarians, they lived one of the longest. Their average age is like 90 or something. A lot of them lived to over 100.
Geographically, where is that in Greece?
It's an island.
Okay.
It's an island.
It's got to be their diet, right? Mediterranean high fish?
The diet's the best.
I want to say it's on the west part, but I'm not positive.
The diet is the best.
It has to be studied, right? That diet.
Yeah.
They don't really know.
No stress.
Olive oil, yeah.
Olive oil's good. Low stress.
You don't pay your taxes. Yeah, you just fucking chill.
You don't pay taxes then?
Oh, everyone fucking defrauds the government. That's a big problem.
Well, that's why. That's what happened.
Yeah, you could take 50 cents out of the ATM.
Yeah. Husband and wife don't talk. That's also a big reason. It keeps the stress down. Yeah. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Married couples just don't talk. They just grunt at each other.
We've talked about this 1,000 times about how what an archaic principle marriage is. We've talked about how dumb of a fucking
here we
idea.
Go,
Chrissy, go.
Marriage is.
Go.
How,
let's
take us
it.
To the rich,
Come
kid.
On.
Down,
here
kid.
We go.
Let me tell you something.
The government.
We're not meant to be together forever. Does not work.
Sounds like things are going well in your relationship.
That's why you're not married.
We've talked about this. It was to unite families. It was a financial thing. People were dying at 30.
Right.
Nobody, the people who invented marriage, they would not want youth to be married for 60 years. And people are like, they've been married 60 years. I fucking boo that shit.
Yeah.
Always. I never clap for that. I'm like, you what? There's no way you're happy. And I just read a study that 75% of people admit, one, the husband or the wife has admitted an affair at some point.
Yeah, yeah. They say
so it's
50%
like
of women, too.
Stay married and acknowledge that affairs are okay and there are certain rules to it, or don't get married. Just don't do it.
Well, you know,
that's the dream,
here's the
baby.
Deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the new reality.
Too many people, I think, are married because they just think that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Your followers.
Absolutely.
Be a fucking leader.
That's true.
You know deep down inside you cannot think that this person you're with is the only person that will make you happy.
Here's the deal, though.
That wouldn't be possible.
You're not the first person to bring this up.
I'm not. I know.
I think literally every man.
We've been trying to force this into the culture. You know, guys keep trying.
Yeah, it's sort of here.
It's a new idea, though. It's a newish
idea. It's sort of here.
15, I feel like 20 years. Yeah, it's more prevalent these days.
Yeah, people are doing open marriages and shit.
Back in the day, people would just do it. Women would just be like, this is what I have to do. And now I think it directly correlates to when women, you know, have their independence movement. Which I'm for.
Yeah.
And then why is there...
They're independent.
Yeah, just wanted to say... Beyonce.
Beyonce
when women
album.
Fought, women are now... They are heads of households, and they can make it on their own without a man. So
it's
then
all downhill from here.
So then marriage is not necessary. Marriage was necessary because the roles were, you take care of the child, you stay home... And I'll marry you, and I'll provide the bills and everything like that. It's not necessary.
But you're talking about the love aspect of like being, or you're talking about like the rules of like, you know, like government and laws and stuff like that.
Because
if you're with your girl for 10 years,
yes,
and you get into a crazy accident, sometimes she can't even come see you in the hospital. It's family and spouses only.
Right.
Shit like that. So you want to change that? You want to get legislative?
I don't think he thought it through that much.
I don't think that.
He just wants to fuck.
Yo, let me hear your
Snapchat going again.
You're asking for a specific plan? He's like, hold up. Let me call my lawyer. Can you print out and send me for some.
I'm just trying to get puss with no guilt.
I know, but I just fucking pressure to get married, and
I think it's stupid. Don't do it.
I'm gonna lose everything.
Don't get married.
No marriage.
I just want to get guilt free puss.
Don't get married.
No marriage with pressure.
Don't get married. Don't do it. Don't get married.
No, but you know, people. There comes a time I think where you're ready. You get married.
Yeah, I was ready. I was ready.
And then you're like, wait a minute. That was a moment of weakness. But the
I got married at 26, and I was like, no, I should not.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe there's no reason to get married if you're not going to have kids.
Right.
What's the point
of being married?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. When you get married, it should be when you're like, I want to have kids.
But that's why
do you have to be married to have kids?
No, you don't have to.
I'm just saying, if you want to do
it's
the traditional thing, it's a better reason to get married.
That just seems like traditional bullshit, though.
Settle down. You know, some girls like that security, knowing that, like, hey, if you want to leave, you're gonna have to pay. You know?
And that's why, I had a child first. Yeah. And now I can I was far away from marriage before I had the child, but now that I have a child, you could never fucking make me do it. I'd rather pledge allegiance to ISIS. Literally, if you gave me that choice, I'd fucking be waving the black flag. They're like, let's go.
It's because you give up some power.
I can't do it.
You give up a lot of power.
And also, I feel like you marry a woman, right? Because you say, like, this person completes me and the love of this woman completes me and this and that. Now, I know the same love that I show to my wife is not the same love I have for my daughter, but the love I have for my daughter is so powerful that I feel very completed. If I never had another girlfriend again in my life, but I had my daughter, I'd be like, okay, I'm happy. I got my career. I got my daughter. What, I can jerk off or bang a hooker if nobody wants to marry me. Fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't need the wife anymore. You know, I don't need it to complete me.
Yeah, but you know, we're talking ideally, but like, and you're a good guy, so you're going to do the right thing, right?
Right.
But I understand why some girls want to get married. It's like, because a lot of guys will do that and then just leave.
Yeah, but
and
we
have
a child.
No financial. Yeah,
but we have a child. She's stuck to me forever.
No, but I'm saying a good reason for marriage is it like kind of obligates the guy to take care of his response, or vice versa. Whoever is making money or whatever, it doesn't let them leave
But you're coming at it. You're coming at it from what I said before, like the archaic way of thinking about it, where you have to provide. These women are saying now they are independent. They can do it on their own. They don't need us. So then therefore they don't need the marriage. And
somebody's got to raise a kid.
Better with that.
You know?
We both can.
I don't care what modern day society says. You're going to have to pay for a nanny. I mean, somebody's got to raise the kid.
Yeah, but I pay for a nanny at times. Yeah, you know? What are you going to do?
I got a nanny.
Yeah, somebody's got to. So, you know, but it's comics, like there are some bad guys or girls who would just leave. More guys.
Yeah, you got scumbags like
I'm
that.
I'm just saying girls would be fucking politically correct. The guys would leave. A lot of guys just fucking leave.
Of course.
And they don't pay for the kid and the woman's but stuck as a single
mom.
They're
fucking premier dirtbags.
But there's also women who look at... they know the guy's a dirtbag, and they think marriage is going to change him.
Right.
Those aren't good marriages.
Big mistake, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, I was comfortable. I was like you back in the day, and I got to a point where I was comfortable, and I was like, you know what? This is the one. I'm going to get married. And it's been working great ever since.
Good.
But I know what you're talking about. Like, there are girls that are like, okay, if I can get him to marry me, then he won't leave.
Not going to solve a problem, man.
Yeah. And vice versa. Guys think that, too. Mm-hmm. If I'm a lock down this girl.
Well, that happens with kids too. A lot of people have kids thinking it's gonna like fix the relationship.
Exactly.
And it's just kind of. But it's the same thing with marriage too. It's like these are all ideas that if fundamentally the relationship isn't sound, who gives a shit if you're married or if you have a kid? You just don't like. You're just two people that fundamentally don't like each other.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even really fucking matter. It's just if you don't have a good relationship, all the other stuff isn't gonna change it.
But what you said is so many people make that mistake.
Yeah.
They think it's going to change.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
Or a guy, I've seen this a lot, a guy will get caught cheating on his girlfriend, and then she'll be like, all right, I'm going to leave. And he's like, no, I'll marry you. I'll do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Those don't work.
Big mistake.
That's a wrap.
Yes. Shit going in, shit going out. Always.
Ain't no good. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't want to get out of the relationship because they're scared of like what their new normal is going to be. But they'll adjust to their new normal in a couple of weeks. Yeah. I'm trying to talk myself into it. I'm not taking my own advice. But I just know that it's like this fear of being alone, no matter how...
That's a legitimate thing. I hate when people say you're just scared to be alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants to be alone?
Yeah, it's scary.
Have you seen these guys who were alone?
Yeah.
It's fucking scary.
Things are tough.
But I'm talking about.
I live in an 8x8 windowless room.
You have a fucking unicorn on your chair. Yeah.
I'm talking about like guys in their like 50s and stuff. Like those guys, you're like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
It's sad, like, as shit.
Well, that's why I filed for divorce, because I was like, either I have his child or we break up. And I was like, I'm not having his child. So
what, he asked for it?
No, we both mutually wanted it.
A child?
No, to get a divorce.
A divorce, yeah.
Oh, he wanted to. He wasn't begging for you back.
He didn't want kids, and I didn't really want kids either. I was like, there's no reason. And I'm a Catholic Italian.
Oh, that's why.
At that time, yeah.
No, that answer was, I'm a Catholic.
She got married at 18.
But you know, it's so funny, though. 18?
No, 26. But we were together since we were 18.
Together since 18.
But even this idea of, like, marriage is love. Here's how my grandparents got married. It was
I give you two goats, you give me the cheese, and I give you the daughter.
But yeah, exactly.
But, have a present.
But wait, it wasn't arranged marriage. So my grandfather, he was such a piece of shit, they couldn't find anyone in mainland Greece to marry him, right? There's no one in his fucking village. They go out, nothing. So they go to some fucking island. They go to the island of Lesbos. They have this shit set up. Yeah, it's where lesbians came from, apparently.
It is,
so,
actually.
Yeah.
That's where the word comes from.
Yeah. So they have it all set up. They're going to... They've tricked the family into accepting this horrible man, right?
He's good. And he has two strong arms. Yeah. He's making money. He went to school. He has a job.
So they fucking they pitch this guy Stavros. He was also named Stavros to this woman, my namesake. And the woman he's supposed to marry looks at him and she's like, no. And then her parents feel bad and they're like, fuck, you came all the way over here. Our oldest daughter won't marry you. Take our youngest daughter.
Wow.
And that's my grandparents. And then she just had to fucking live with this guy for 80 years. Yeah. That was it.
Village.
So that's it. Yes.
That's how you
should
do.
And then she just fucking packs up. She just thinks she's going to her sister's wedding.
Oh, my
God. And she goes off to fucking Athens. She just lives with a man she hates for the rest of her life.
And never sees her family again?
No. She just goes to the mainland.
Look,
yeah.
There's an old saying
that I
created. It's Greeks don't marry to be happy. The point of marriage when you're Greek is not to be happy. It's to marry Greek.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Like, as long as a person's Greek, if you hate each other, that means everyone accepts it. Like, all the cousins, friends, they're all like, they did the right thing. They're both Greek. It's good. That's the only thing.
But it's hilarious. So
it's
shitty.
Really true. It's all fucking crazy.
I met a Greek.
It's crazy.
Girl.
You know, you grew up around here. You know Greeks. They're fucking crazy.
I dated this Greek. Not dated, but something like that.
You couldn't get away with it. Her father probably didn't let it.
No, she was like, this is gonna end soon. I'm like, no, this is going well. She's like, no, this is gonna end soon. I'm almost at marriage age. Like, I'm gonna marry Greek. And I'm like, yeah, but what if we fall in love? She's like, no, I'm marrying Greek
now. Yeah. It's not to be happy.
I'm just trying
Greek.
To get a little brown dick before I settle down. Yeah. And that's it.
I just want to get my mixtape off the ground.
Yo, come on. Just started doing mics. I got two going right. I'm juggling. It's like you said before, you know how like marriages used to be about uniting kingdoms and stuff?
Yeah.
With Greeks, it's like uniting diner families.
You're right.
So it's like
more
you're
Greeks.
Of the Starlight Diner family. And
yeah.
You're of like the
Chelsea
Coney
Square.
Yeah, Chelsea Square. You unite the diner families.
That's it.
Yeah, you make a strong alliance.
It's
between
weird.
The two of them.
I'll probably get married next week.
Don't do it,
Chris. Don't
get a text
do it.
Invite. No.
You have a Puerto Rican Italian, baby. That's a Brooklyn combo.
Yo, yeah. She's
a good
fucking
man.
Wild. Yeah. I told you when it was her birthday last week, I was like, you can do anything you want today. It's your day. She immediately walked her
she
brother.
She said, I want to go to a Daddy Yankee concert. I want to go see Cypher Sounds and J-Lo.
She's doing butterfly knife tricks.
She's like, I want to go get new rims on my Mickey Mouse car.
Bring me some mango slices.
Yeah. She's like, let's go to Sunset Park.
I want to hang out with mommy.
What did she do though?
Yeah, but
she immediately walked and took a shit right in the middle of her brother's room. Like pulled her pampers down and shit right in the middle of the floor.
Oh my God.
And then walked away.
Holy shit.
Yep. And then walked away with no diaper on,
that
nothing.
That is incredible.
Just walked out, vagina out, shit down her leg. And just stood in the hallway looking at me.
Asserting her dominance.
Yeah, and I was like, Delilah. She's like, birthday. She said birthday. And then walked away.
You were raising a sociopath.
So, yeah. Like she was waiting for me. Like you could do whatever you want. She's like, oh, I got something for you.
In her mind, she was going,
that's
damn,
crazy.
It feels good to be a gangsta.
It was crazy. I wish I had her on video. Like
that's
that
crazy.
Was,
yeah, she could even think of that.
Yeah. She just walked right in.
In 20 years, there's just like a serial killer who shits on the floor of every victim's living room.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
Fuck, I know. Yeah. I'll never turn her in, though.
Yeah.
Never turn her in.
You got no kids, huh?
I got a kid. Two years.
His daughter's beautiful.
Month, one month older than his.
Yeah. Nice. How's it going?
It's great. I love it. I thought I'd be scared and didn't know. I thought I'd, you know, have a dead baby in 6 months. Working out.
I'm thinking about getting married. Yeah. Is your wife cool with the lifestyle and stuff?
Yes.
The spots?
But I was telling Christy this the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about second date. Yeah. I was like, look, I'm out all night. I travel a lot. I'm around strippers and crazy women and all this. I said, if you want to be with me, it's going to be trying to your, you know, to your lifestyle. But I'm not going to give any of that up. So, but I'm a good guy, though.
Yeah.
I'm loyal.
I can second
honest.
That.
I'm, you know, financially responsible.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But I was just like, I'm out all night. And it's going to look like I'm doing crazy stuff.
Right.
And this is like before Instagram. Now I'm looking like. I look like I live the life.
You do look. It is pretty good.
You're fucking awesome.
Your Instagram is pretty dope.
But I do live the life. But then when I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I live a regular life also. I pride myself on that.
Yeah.
But it's cool. You just got to like, you just, a lot of dudes, they're not honest.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They try to say what you think she wants to hear.
Yeah.
And I said, yo, listen, if Chappelle says, come to this gig, I'm out. If we had...
Even if you're pregnant and having a baby.
I'll tell you this. The other night was our anniversary.
I missed my daughter's birth.
It's Chappelle.
I missed the birth of my daughter for the Stress Factory.
Especially if Vinny's not hosting. I might be able to get off 40 minutes.
Yeah, the other night was our wedding anniversary. I took off the whole day. I was going to spend the whole day with her. Matter of fact, our wedding anniversary was Friday. Yeah. I got to do my improv show on Friday. Sorry, it's happening.
Yeah.
Let's spend Saturday together.
Yeah.
And then, like, on Thursday, SNL calls me and like, yo, can you DJ the after party? And I was like, fuck. And I'm thinking, how am I going to, you know, tell my wife? Because I'm going to tell my wife that I'm doing the SNL after party.
Right, right.
Like, not if I'm going to do it. And then I go, what time? And they go, you start DJing at 4 a.m. I was like, oh. She'll be asleep by then. So that one was easy. But if Chappelle calls or Che calls or the seller calls, someone cancels, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I can't risk it. That could be the day. That's the day that it happens.
You do have an exciting life, though.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. But you work. You work hard.
You work your ass.
Work hard,
you really.
Because he did that 4 a.m. show at the, and then hosted brunch.
And hosted brunch.
Of course he worked hard. When he started doing comedy, he was getting up in the morning.
Doing the morning show.
Morning
yeah.
show and then staying out all night and doing it every night.
Yeah, but I also am very down to earth, humble, and take care of your, you know, you inside. You know what I'm saying? Let's do yoga, guys.
Yeah.
Let's do some yoga.
You seem like meditate. A really spiritual person.
Nah, but it's just like, I think people like,
you really
get
worked
caught
on
up.
Yourself, haven't you, Cypher?
People get caught up and they get caught up in the lifestyle and they just live it too much and they crash and burn.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I think having a child in this job is so great because it's grounding. It's like, I don't have I'm not out every night till 4 a.m.
Do you think you might
be
the most humble dude in the hip-hop community?
I'm up there.
That's very not hip-hop.
I would say
I'm up there.
Yeah, you got to be the most.
When you're behind a rapper, like DJing for him, and he's boasting, are you just like looking embarrassed? Like,
no,
come on, slow it down. Like,
no, you
got
to see me.
That's a little much. I know he's got a lot of Benzes, but not me, guys. Not me.
I drive a Toyota.
Yeah, I drive a Toyota. I'm fuel efficient. I'm a good dad.
I drive an Escalade, guys. But it's a little older.
I like a good diner conversation, coffee. I don't need the limelight.
Yo, it's crazy though. But you gotta do it or you'll just fucking be this shell of a human. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know so many of them. Like, just who are you? What are you?
Yeah.
Like,
how did you learn that? Parents?
I don't know.
How did you not get sucked in by the hip hop world? Because I'm familiar with that world.
I don't know.
Did you ever have a couple of years where you were just
like, there was like when I was young. Like, I was looking at an old picture the other day. I definitely had on a chain.
Hell yeah, dude.
A chain with diamond, the 360 and diamonds around
it. Oh, shit. 1997.
The spinner chain?
But I remember when I bought it, I was like, this is whack. This is not me.
Yeah. Right.
But I got to play the part. I was like, nah, this ain't for me.
Right.
But I did it. I was going down that lane, and then I caught myself. Most people don't catch themselves.
Right. Yeah.
definitely had a chain. It looks so stupid.
It's hard not to a little bit, you know. It's hard not to like just fucking go wild a little.
Because the whole culture is all about like, you know, boasting and like money and balling out.
Yeah.
And then Cypher's in the corner and just like,
nah, I talk shit on stage.
Cypher got a Banana Republic shirt on.
No, 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 I wear Brooks Brothers. Yo,
Century, Century 21, 30% off. It's a little imperfect, but nobody knows.
I'll definitely get a good Marshall shirt. Yeah. I'll definitely stay with a Marshall polo.
I only get my underwear at the discount store.
Yeah.
Little imperfect. I don't give a shit. Nobody's ever seen my underwear.
Nope.
I'll go with a little hole. I'm going to create that hole anyway. I'm going to blow one in there anyway.
Fart that hole anyway.
Methane.
Chrissy, that guy wants to know, where do you get your underwear?
Where do I get my underwear?
Not that guy. I'm talking about the guy who DM'd. The guy who's listening right now with his dick in his hand.
I wouldn't mind.
Were you about
to
do a MeUndies read?
Oh, that would be funny. Yeah. Chrissy gets his underwear. Yeah. For some reason, it's always fucking that gambling site.
What
is it called?
FanDuel?
FanDuel. Chrissy gets his underwear at FanDuel. You guys like to gamble, right? Enter code MUFFIN. Bobby loves. Bobby loves muffins.
Where do you get your undies?
I don't know. Probably Macy's or something like that, I would think.
Oh,
Reebok. I'm wearing Reebok underwear right now.
Nice, dude. Sports undies.
Sports undies.
Okay.
Yeah, I do Reebok or Hanes. I think I get them
what
at...
What are you, boxer briefs? You're a
boxer
briefs?
Yeah, always boxer briefs. Yeah, I haven't worn tidy whiteys.
I'm still boxers. Am I old?
Oh, yeah. Boxers are out, bro.
I'm out.
You got to go
boxer
brief.
Briefs.
Boxer
I don't like it. I like
cuff the thighs a little bit.
Nah, I like the openness.
Yeah.
I do boxers, Banana Republic.
Okay.
I tried Old Navy last time because the same company, shittier. They're shittier. They're harder.
Yeah.
Right. Soft. I do boxers, Banana Republic, white tees, Marshalls, socks, Target.
Ooh.
Yeah,
socks, Target.
At.
My father doesn't wear underwear.
Okay.
A lot of older people don't
meet your dad.
They don't
dying to meet
wear
your
underwear.
Father.
That's wild.
I know.
What is he dressed like? What is he? Is he wear dress
pants and
sweatpants?
A Yankee sweatshirt 12 months a year.
Okay,
yeah. It doesn't matter.
No underwear?
Doesn't matter. He's never. No, he doesn't wear underwear.
Ugh.
Refuses.
That's so weird.
Old dudes do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I need a layer.
Yeah.
My father wears underwear, but it's been the same pair since 1997. So I think at this point it's just translucent. You know what I mean? It's like a fucking.
Does he roll around? Does he smoke cigarettes, your dad?
No.
Ever? He did at some point, though, no?
I mean, when he was younger.
Mustaki? Eki Mustaki?
Eki Mustaki. Fuck, how do you say beard? Eki Mustaki. But yeah, he's got full beard, bald, looks as fucking foreign. I'll show you guys this picture. He found a picture, a printout of me, completely nude, and he just found it in my
surprise.
Car. Just him smiling. What the fuck is my son doing?
Yeah,
I work with my hands, and he's just like getting paid to be nude.
Born in Greece, they don't get it. What's your job?
He called
That's
me
it. Like they don't understand.
Right? When I graduated college, he called me and he was like, I'm like, hello, and all I hear is. And I was like, hello? He's like, are you? This is all in Greek, of course. He's like, your mother tells me you're going to do comedy?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to get a job. Because I was like working part-time jobs doing comedy. Yeah. He's like, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to get a job. And he was like, just another. Hangs up. Doesn't say anything else. Does not say anything else. And then I've been doing, you know, these last 2 years I've been doing comedy. I don't have another fucking job. Not now. He's like, oh, you're traveling everywhere like a fucking gypsy. It's like, this is the job. It's good that I'm traveling. I'm getting paid to do stand up.
My grandfather, who owned a diner, of course, my dad, when he wanted to go to college, and my grandfather just like stopped speaking to him. Because he wanted to go to college. Can you imagine?
What?
He was angry.
That's
at
incredible.
Him that he wanted to go to college
did he
and
go?
He didn't want to work and take over the diner business. My dad did go, yeah. But he was pissed at him.
That's
he didn't
hilarious.
Speak to him for months.
Wow.
Because he made that decision.
That's some real villager shit.
Yeah, because he left the family.
Yeah.
You know, and didn't like continue the diner business.
Oh, you know what? I know two Greek guys, two brothers. Good friends of mine, they own nightclubs in Jersey and catering halls, nightclubs, restaurants, everything. And great guys though, and they definitely lived together with their mom.
Yes, dude.
Until they both got married. One exactly. got married, and yeah. he's like, Costa, you yeah. leaving me?
Yeah. yeah, that's what Greektown was in Baltimore. Was all these guys with fucking Escalades, Beamers, Benzes yeah. live with their mother. They pay no
that's
rent.
Italians in Jersey, yeah. though. Yeah. Italians yeah. everywhere.
Yeah, Greeks yeah. and Italians. The yeah. mother I live with my mother. Yeah. on the kids. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they removed the umbilical cord to replace it with a psychological one.
Yeah. yeah. No, I'm psychologically fucked.
And how is your parents, what you do?
Well,
how they did it?
I was such a fuck up. My brother was so auspicious.
So they got one good one.
Yeah, they got good one. And like, he was just like, you know, scholarship to Oxford, lawyer.
Oh, crazy.
And then I was just such a fuck up that even when I got C pluses, they were like,
you're
so good, Yanni. Yeah. You're so smart. Yeah. So I was like a genius. The bar was set so low.
And, beautiful.
Yeah. And they're fine with what you do?
With this, they didn't even, like, my brother still calls it acting. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't
yeah,
even
yeah.
know, like, you're doing your acting.
Wait, your brother?
Yeah, my brother's still, it's finally starting to get it a little bit, but it's like.
He doesn't get it?
It's not like a real, yeah. My brother, my dad is super supportive. My mom, wow. I don't even still think knows what I do. Dude, I don't think she ever knew what
There's
I did.
There's nothing that, like, did anything in your career make them proud? Like.
Well, the Panos, everyone in the Greek community knows Panos.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
So it's like people would be telling it to them.
But like
I saw your
YouTube
son.
Or something?
Yeah, the character just got big in the Greek community with Greek Americans. And like, so even like powerful Greeks who are in the, it's a very tight-knit community.
Got yeah. it.
They all know each other.
Even in other states.
Oh, yeah.
It's all connected.
Yes. That YouTube vid came around Baltimore. Absolutely. Yes. I knew Yanni before I knew him. I was like, oh, yeah, Mr. Panos,
yeah.
of course.
So it's all, every Greek knows it. And so that made them kind of proud. And then it was in like newspaper. It was in Greek newspapers.
Got it,
there was articles
about
it. And so,
did it get to mainland Greece?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you go do a show in Greece?
The Greek crisis video kind of predicted the Greek government's stance a little bit on the recession with Germany. So it was in a documentary. It was in a Guardian article.
What, your character?
Yeah.
This man never has to pay for another gyro the rest of his life.
Yeah. it was actually crazy that the government actually said the things that my character said like 4 years before.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
And I was joking.
Yeah.
I was completely joking.
Did you get
nah.
death threats from Turkish
I have got
militants
death threats
or something?
From Greeks.
Wow. Why Greeks?
Because they feel like Greeks are very proud
making
people.
Right,
fun
I get that.
Them.
You're making fun of them?
Yeah, the Greeks feel like it makes them look bad.
There's also a lot of Greek lunatics.
There's a lot of Greek lunatics.
Yeah,
and the one I got the most death threats on was a Cypriot video I made.
Oh.
Where Cyprus is it's a Greek island, but they're their own country. Mm-hmm. So I made a video through the character's voice, of course, about how, come on, you're Greeks. You're not fucking Cyprus.
Right.
What's your history? A rock without us? And the Cypriots went fucking ballistic. This one dude was like, if you come to D.C., you are going to get murdered. I'm going to kill you.
Wow.
He's like, make an apology video, and if you come to D.C., I'll kill you anyway. Apologize to all your Cypriot fans, and then I will kill you anyway. It's like, nobody's going
to come to D.C.,
and nobody's going to
drive 5 hours and kill me.
Yeah, if you want to kill me, just fucking hop on a 45-minute flight.
Yeah, just get buy an Amtrak ticket.
He loves murder. He hates commuting. Yeah. That's his problem.
The funny thing is, nobody ever kills comedians, you know? That's because they know we're just stupid.
Now you're asking for it.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
No, I don't.
Nobody messages you if they're going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
If you're gonna, you know,
you
I went to D.C.
Fans.
I went to Arlington Draft House. Nobody killed me.
Yeah.
Nobody showed up either.
Yeah. It just wasn't great promotion.
If he was there,
show,
I'd be like, "Yo, before you kill me, can you at least buy a ticket?
Yeah.
I'm trying to hit this bonus right now.
Bring a few of your friends.
Yeah. I'll comp you.
Yeah. You can do like a gang squad thing.
Yeah. So that's when they got it a little bit. But you know, even still,
My mom never got what I did until I was on.
So you were on a billboard?
No, I was up before that. Like when I was DJing for Lil' Kim, and we were on.
Your mom's a Lil' Kim fan?
No. But we were on Chris Rock's show.
Yeah.
Remember Chris Rock had the show? Yeah.
Dude, that was a great
HBO
show.
The HBO show, right?
And I had on a yellow leather suit.
Oh my God.
We all had on yellow
leather. Find a fucking picture,
I gotta find it. And then my mom was like, oh, you're like the band. You're the band of that group.
It's so funny. Like, you can almost see their thought process and try to make it make sense. Oh, yeah. When it clicks, but they know, they're like, oh, I get it.
But my mom's young, too, though. She's how old? My mom had me at 16.
Oh, so wow. She should know.
She didn't quite get it, though. Yeah. Like,
she didn't get a DJ? She didn't.
She got a DJ, but she was like, what do you do, weddings?
Right. Like, bar mitzvahs, like, mostly. Yeah.
But then she heard you on the radio, no?
This was before the radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, the radio, forget it. I'm golden in my house.
Yeah. Did you do parties in the city coming up?
A lot. I was
what promoters did you work for?
I don't know. who are you asking about?
Was it like
about?
Bill Spector?
Yeah, I did parties with him.
Yeah.
I did everybody. Yeah. But I was popping back in the days. Now it's... The scene is dead. The scene is dead in New York.
Yeah, well, like, fuck.
Where's the scene?
Noah Tepperberg.
Well, in Houston?
The scene now is not about dancing and partying. It's just about, like, looking good, like bottle service. So there's a lot of clubs that are, like, crowded, and you got to know someone to get in, but it's not, to me, it's not fun.
Everyone's just hanging out.
It's
just
sitting around. Yeah, it's like everyone's sitting around
on couches. Taking turns doing coke, probably.
Yeah. The hip hop parties, like Mr. C, used to be my favorite DJ. Yeah. Those used to be fun.
I want to go to some of these parties. Yeah. I want to go out. I want to go to a club.
I
haven't been to a club.
Sife will take you.
Can I go to a club with you?
Yeah, let's
What's the
go.
Next time you're going?
I don't know. We'll just
let's
go.
Let's have a fucking, like a daddy night.
I would love to have like an outing where some comics come with me to my DJ world. Because every once in a while, there's one there. And they're like, dude, who are you?
What's the next party? What's the next gig you got?
I don't know. I got to figure it out.
I'm going to text you every day.
You got to bring the right comedians, though. You bring other comedians all introvert and weird.
Yeah, imagine being like, at a
Dan
club.
Dan Natterman. Just sitting in the corner sniffing his fingers.
Yeah. Sam
Morrell just standing there awkwardly in a Knicks sweatshirt. Is the game on? How do I talk to people? I'm a robot. I'm writing jokes all the time in my head. Where's Norman? Hey, girls! Touchy feely. I can't do this without beer. Rape.
Oh, yeah. Mark Norman's one of them. Yeah. He saw me on when I DJed on the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Cool.
And he's like,
are you doing that again?
Yeah, I'm doing it this
so
year.
So am I.
Oh!
Yeah. Shit.
I am never going on a boat.
Come on. Come. Everyone's going to get herpes.
Exactly.
Yeah, things get crazy on a boat, don't they?
Yeah, you're people in the middle of the wild. Fucking ocean.
Yeah, they think they're like removed from society.
Yeah.
International waters.
Yeah. Doesn't count in international waters.
Nope.
If we can't get arrested by a specific country, it doesn't count.
Nah,
it's cheap.
It counts when you come back, though.
All right, so we go to the club.
I want to do that this week or next week. I want to go to the club with
Let's Sife. Go.
I grew
or
up
DJ
with,
Who Kid.
One I grew other. Up with two kids that, like, it's crazy to see how big they've gotten.
Who?
Noah Tepperberg.
Oh, yeah.
And Richie Akiva.
Oh, yeah.
They're like.
Richie owns One Oak.
Yeah, they just like.
Where you grew up with those guys?
Yeah, I knew them in high school. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I watched them, like, rise up in the club scene.
Richie, I don't know Noah too well.
Noah owns Tao Group,
Marquee and all that.
Marquee and Tao Vegas.
I know his brother. You know his brother?
He was in a reggae band. They did pretty good back in the day.
They still do shows.
Oh, they still got a following.
But Richie, he's on top of the world.
Top of the world. Well, both of them. I mean, dude, private jet, loaded. Richie's just like shots out happy birthdays to like Rihanna. Like, that's my boo. Hey boo. Yeah.
That's true.
It's just my, happy birthdays to my fam. Hashtag fam.
I know. And now you're.
You haven't seen them now?
I have. Yeah. I haven't seen either one of them in a while.
Would they know you?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Oh. I mean, we grew up together. They know me. Yeah. I know them. Yeah. We know each other.
So
let's
go out.
I was friends. Yeah.
Let's go to One Oak. What's
tonight? You trying to use me, son?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, get me on the list. You can get on the fucking list. Geico. Just put it.
Geico.
Just tell me your name. This guy called
the lizard.
Yeah.
You voiced the lizard.
I love how promoters on their Instagram, they always have hashtag about last night. What's that? Was that like a nightlife thing?
Yeah,
about
nightlife
last night.
Yeah.
About last night.
Yeah. You know,
everything about last night. I'm like, about last night. I did sets, ate of shawarma. Sat on the couch and watched sports center until 4 in the morning.
But were you happy?
I mean, deliriously happy.
Yeah. So that's all that matters.
My favorite moment is when I come home and like my girlfriend's asleep. And I turn on SportsCenter and I sit down. I actually make a noise when I hit the couch. I'm like,
yeah.
And I just watch it on loop till like 5 in the morning. It's the greatest.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
I wish I could do that.
We got to do one read.
Yeah, one read.
Guys.
Let's do a read.
Look at this awkward read.
Hell yeah.
Blue Apron, huh?
Good service.
Blue Apron's
good. I've done it a few times.
A lot of comics been promoting that.
Yeah, because it's easy, it's affordable,
good
food.
Yeah. And it's very healthy.
They pay you to read it.
They pay a few $100 an ad.
There you go.
I'm serious. I want to try it.
We wanted to do it here so we could just make like our own weird meals.
I want to try it for real.
What do we do for up here?
What if they call up Bobby and they're like, yo, we're canceling. You're supposed to read this shit. This guy wasn't believable. We want you talking about food because you sell that shit.
This guy owns a diner.
So Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. It's not just exclusives for everybody. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. So you chef it up.
I chef it up.
Okay.
No, my mom chefs it up.
Right. But it's like it's ready made, so
no,
you get
you
it.
Know, you have to make it's so all, right? easy. Yeah, but it gives you instructions. It gives you like calories, fat content, everything.
That's perfect for modern day. Nobody cooks anymore.
Let me write this down.
Yeah, Blue Apron.
Blue Apron. Get the code.
You just got a new code. Yeah. What's the code?
What's the code?
Bobby Loves Muffins.
You know the
if
code.
You scroll down.
Guy code.
D U D E.
D U D E. Blue Apron has this. Oh, it's dude. So it's
dude.
And you got to type it like that, dude. Blue Apron, dude. So Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. As a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. Very nice. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals. Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. That's probably good for the environment.
Yeah.
Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food desserts. Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, they are reducing food waste. This is very eco-friendly. Impact on the households? Well, you might ask. Cooking together builds strong family bonds, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're not getting along with your family.
Or your girl.
Or your girl, get some Blue Apron. Problem solved.
There you go.
Like Chrissy's married.
Fuck
right?
marriage.
You get Blue Apron.
That's what I'm going to give her. Instead of a ring, she's going to open that box and need a gift certificate for Blue Apron.
A lifelong membership.
Yeah.
Do you think this is true? They say research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times more often.
Hell yes.
If it's in the copy, it's got to be true.
Yeah, I believe it.
They don't lie. They don't lie in ads.
Blue Apron don't lie.
Those who spend a lot at restaurants or at high-energy grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal. It's like 1992 New York again. Blue Apron. You can get a meal for $10. Warm smoked trout and asparagus salad with fingering potatoes and garlic croutons and a whole bunch of other stuff. I have to read this whole thing.
No, you don't have to read the
whole thing. You guys get it. Blue Apron code, dude. All right, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great
what
thing.
A show.
Yeah,
what
how many
thanks for having letting us crash.
We
almost did 2 hours, too.
We really needed you. We were really losing steam up top.
It was slow.
Before you guys came in, it was like the Greek Oprah. You guys were bitching.
And they're
like,
Italians,
how do you say your name? Do they mispronounce your name? It hurts.
Well, you weren't helping because you were eating the enemy's food.
Yeah.
You were sitting there
eating hummus.
Yeah.
Bobby didn't pick up my face.
She's not used to being allowed to talk.
Yeah. And Bobby sent me a serious text. He was like, I'll call you later. Personal matter. I was like, shut up, dude.
Wow.
Did the people enjoy it in the chat? Yeah. Oh, you're playing video games. You're not even with us anymore.
They liked it.
Wait, you didn't guess his name.
Oh, yeah. What? Do you guys know his name?
Him?
Yes.
Josh. Adam.
Yeah.
Adam.
Adam.
Adam. He's got an Adam
I did
face.
Just introduce myself to him an hour ago.
And you know what's fucked up is we played the same exact game last
we
time.
We did.
And it was so my idea because I didn't know his name.
He's got fucking... You know, like forefather face. Yeah. You know, like that's why I guess the name would be Adam or John.
Forefather.
You look like you're a descendant.
The
descendant.
He's definitely like college house party.
Yeah, it's got
holding a red cup. You know.
Yeah, he's so a cuphead.
Jared Freed's brother.
Yeah. Third eye blind kind of. Wish you would step back from them. Sup guy? You're sup guys, dude.
Like you wear jeans with the sandals.
Yeah. No, definitely flip flops and shorts.
100%.
Khaki flip flops. Shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Connecticut kind of thing.
Maybe a polo shoe.
Not even close. Actually, I was very, the last time we played this game, I was very flattered because you guys, like, you thought I was educated and like from Connecticut.
Movie scopo.
Like a trust fund kid, and I'm like very blue collar.
Are you?
I'm from like rural Minnesota. Yeah. You were like way off.
We were off.
Yeah. But I was flattered by like you made me way more fucking classy.
Yeah. Well, we New York guys, everything. I'm like Connecticut.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he's saying you're from rural Minnesota, to a New Yorker, you're just from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, there are no big cities in Minnesota.
Yeah, you don't have to.
We don't go look at all these buildings.
Redundant.
Wow, Madison. You guys must get really sick of being around people on a Saturday when there's people walking. All right, that's it.
Close it out.
Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.